Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Hey, we had some good racing going on last week. We're going to talk about a little bit of stuff that happened down in Florida. I'm going to ask you, what did you like about it down there? I mean, to me, it was great to seeing everybody, but I just want to get input on everybody. And, you know, if there were some races that I know we ain't going to get to see this year, what race would you have liked to have seen that got off of this year, if you wanted to? I'm going to start it off like that. Also, we're going to turn around. I'm going to make sure to let it be known. You do have anything, if you need any parts or anything, please put it out there. I mean, we're all racers. Somebody might have something for you, maybe can hook you up. And if you know, if you're looking for something, hey, put it out there also. And we're going to, as we go down the line right now, I think I only have, three more slots left for Friday night on March 24th for that banana pudding cook-off contest. That's right, I'm doing it. The winner was going to get $400 to the winner, but Killer decided he liked it so much, he put another $100 on top, so now it's $500 to the winner, to the best banana pudding. And, boy, we got some real ring-dingers in there, boy. When I tell you some good ones, there's going to be some good ones. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to, you know, check everything out, see who we're going to crown to be, say, king of the North and South banana pudding. So it's going to be really interesting. I got all the guys ready. I can actually tell you some of the some of the judges right now, so I can't say that, I don't have being all up north. But right now we have Steph being one of the judges. We got Killer being one of the judges. We got Shownuff being one of the judges. We got Kane Carolina being one of the judges. They're from North Carolina. And also you have Latoya McCain. She's one of the Pink Panther. She's one of the judges. We got five judges over there. The reason why I got five judges, so it won't be a tie. That's how it's going to be. So it won't be a tie. So it'll be, we'll know who the king or queen of banana pudding is. So it's going to be interesting. Some heavy hitters. That's what I'm going to call them, heavy hitters. How about that? Some real heavy hitters. We know. We all know Avon's wife is going to be in there. Also, Fat Daddy's mama is going to be in there. That's train wreck. The Carolina Killers, they got their mom. She's doing her thing, too. So we got a lot of competition there. And when I say a lot of competition, I'm saying a lot. Pocahontas, Tyrone Brown's mom, she's in it. So when I say it's going to be interesting, it's going to be interesting. Put it this way, I would want to be one of the judges. That's all I can say. So it's going to be real interesting on the 24th. I decided I want to bring some stuff back while I've been doing, go back to my old ways, how I was doing, having fun with it, having to make a little bit more to it. I mean, we also got a lot of racing on Friday night, too. Off the trailer, we got some races going on. The Godfather versus Pocahontas, heads up. Everybody knows about that one. 6 on 6,000. That's going to be Friday night. Yes, sir. And that's going to be a real, real interesting race. Can't wait to see it. Then we got a couple more. You know, I'm not sure on Zeus's racing them, but I know he's got some couple things going on also. Let me see. I forgot who's holding that one. But all I can tell you right now, it's going to be interesting. And don't forget, you guys, please, keep flexing in your prayers over there. You know, he's coming along. We got, you know, they all got a long way. You got Darren Harris also. Keep him in your prayers. You know, our fellow races and like family. So let's keep him, everybody keep him in the prayers. But I'm going to open up a couple of these mics real quick because I'm going to get into it right away. And if anybody wants to, whatever they got something to sell or get away, or they looking for this race to go off, a couple of races, hey, let us know what you figure that you wanted to see. So, hold on 1 second, you guys. A whole bunch of mics came open really quick. But let me make sure I open up. 516-3580, your mic is open. 516-3580, your mic is open.
Hey, what's up, fellas? What's up, Long Island? How's it going?
I'm pretty good, and you? How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there, man. I ain't making no noise, you know. Making a little noise in the streets, so that's about it.
Yeah,
you know, I'm running Steph.
Keep...
I'm running Steph next Saturday, just so you know.
Get out of here. Oh,
yeah.
Shoot.
I'm running his, what do you got, a Fairmont or some shit?
Yeah, he got the four-door, right?
Whatever you call it. Heads up, fuck him.
All right.
Yep.
Well, you've been called the Chevy Killer lately.
That's what they call me, a Buick Chevrolet Killer. That's what they call me, a Buick Chevrolet Killer. That's what it is.
So 50 got him a Buick Regal with a Buick motor.
Yes, sir. Buick motor, all Buick.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I've been running motor. I've been killing them on motor. I'm going to shoot it now, Dojo. I'm going to put on some cocaine.
Yeah, spray to spray.
Yeah,
huh?
Steph going juicy to juice, yeah.
He
want to run me motor, but I want to run at my best. When you kill me, you can say you killed somebody.
Okay. Oh, they were trying to go motor to motor the first time?
Yeah, I ain't going for that one, buddy. I want to be at my best when I run you.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. You tell me you got a small block, which is cool. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But getting it in.
Oh, yeah.
I give him credit. Getting it in. So it's going to be this Saturday or next Saturday?
Next Saturday, Christmas Eve. I'm going to have me a brand new Christmas present.
Huh?
Right on Nassau.
Come on. That'd be
a brand new Christmas
present. That's going to be a Christmas present? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas Eve. God.
That's the plan. I'm going to bring me some wrapping paper, too, and I'm not going to bring that. I'm going to put some wrapping paper on the front of the hood.
Oh, man, I can't wait. I guess I'll be at Christmas Eve for a little while. Hey, we ain't going to be too late, is it?
Yeah.
Hey, it's going to be late, is it?
And tell me about 10 o'clock. I'm going to wrap the gifts. But let me ask you a question. I came in the middle of your talking. I just came in. You said something about somebody going to be racing on the 24th. What are you talking about, if you don't mind me asking?
No. March 24th, March 24th. They're already locking in races for Glan already. I think we got five or six races locked in already. Everybody's locking in already. They're just trying to get their stuff ready and ready to roll.
Yeah, that's cool.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Just like I just said it just a while ago, you might have missed it, 50, but, you know, we've been bagging about Avon's wife's pudding, banana pudding.
I see people buying it like crazy.
Well, the people want a challenge. The challenge has been made.
Huh?
The challenge has been made. Now, hold on now. It didn't go out and just say one challenge. How about this here? How about so far we got eight contestants right now.
Wow.
I'm not trying to go too far with it. I'm telling everybody I don't want to go too far. I only want to keep it down because I know my judges, I don't want them to have a full belly and can't finish up. So so I'm trying to keep it no more than 11 to 12. That's it. So I only got a few more spots left open, vacant, and that's it. And
I see Killer has some banana pudding weeks ago out there on Sales Road. He must have had about 10 goddamn cartons.
Well, that's what banana he does. He gets it from her. That's how he buys it, six trays at a time.
Yeah.
That's how he buys it.
I was out there one night.
Well, hold on. It gets better. How about this here? Huh? I get so better. Let me just tell you how bad it is. Pro Stock Joe makes his own banana pudding. He call it Nana pudding. Guess what? He in the competition. I'm not gonna lie to you. I done heard some good stuff about Pro Stock Joe's banana pudding. I'll be remiss not to tell you.
It sound like them now.
Well, anyhow, you know, the whole deal is out there to have some fun with it. I wanted to bring that fun back into our racing, even though we've been having it. But I think I want to bring a couple little things. And I said I'll do this on my own. I'm going back to where I want. I'm not asking nobody to get nothing. But Killer decided, hey, Joe, it's 400. I'm putting 100 on top. We're going to make it 500. I said, golly. So they're going to really go at it. They're going to make a tray. Hey, that was it. That was the deal. The deal is you got to make a tray. That is your entry fee. No money. I don't want no money, nothing. All I'm doing is with your tray. And at the end of the thing, hey, whatever's left, people can eat the banana pudding. That's how it goes. Well, that's what the whole thing, your entry fee is at. And it ain't no price on nothing. Whatever's left over, everybody just eat. That's how we always do
it. Everybody eats a banana pudding.
That's it. We're going to eat some banana pudding on Friday. We're going to have fish fry on Friday night, as always. So every time we always do it, we're going to have our fish fry on Friday night, but we also going to have a little banana pudding with it. So that's the whole deal. So it's going to be interesting. Huh?
Yeah. It's so funny. 2 days ago, you remember when you had them turkey contests?
Yeah.
And I was the judge. You gave me an apron. I still got that.
Yep.
I just saw that thing 2 days ago in the room. No,
get out of here.
Turkey judge. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to tell you this. I'm getting it all together right now because the winner going to get crowned. You ever see them big hats they have on, them old chef hats? I got to find one of them. You know, when they flop over, I want that person to have it. It'll be king of the north from the south. I mean, you know, that's all to it. We're going to make it nice, and we're going to make sure the money's sitting up in the hat when they got it. So $500.
Joe, you still on vacation?
Nah, I'm off. I'm back here. I'm back home. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell everybody, it was great going down there. It was warm. The weather was right. But, man, when we came back here, it was it was almost a 50-degree. The weather changed, boy. Uh-huh. Holy cow, man. And I caught a little slight cold, but I'm getting over. I'm trying to nurse this and keep it from getting bad. But, hey, if anybody ever get a chance to come down to Florida, it's great, man, just to see everybody. I mean, you know, because you never know. We might not see each other next year. So it's great to see everybody, you know. And I'm just saying, it was, even if I wasn't racing, the supporting the people from your way. And that's what it was all about, man. My hat's off to the DMV guys. I'm going to call out some names. I might miss some, but, hey, forgive me. Moolah, she did her thing. She was out there. Meet Dotson, he had his Mustang out there doing his thing. Jason Gray, he did his thing. Dino and the Yellow Noble, which I'm not sure. I don't know his name. Oh, man, they did their thing. They went out, did some racing. Also, Silver Surfer. When I say those guys represented well, they did. Pinky represented. I mean, you can't ask nothing better than that. See some of the guys from your up this way. That's what I would call up north way. Go out there and represent and just look good. I mean, really went down there, did not care about racing. Went on out there, whether they took them off, they went back out there and tried something again. My hat's off to Kenny Dotson. I mean, to beat. My hat's off to, Mulana. Meat broke the car at the track and tried to fix it right there. We're going time and chain and all. Mula turned around and broke the transmission. Transmission and carburetor. Had a carburetor come all the way back out from Maryland to make it all the way back up, bring it all the way down, put the carburetor on, come find out when they cranked it up, the transmission had broke the input shaft when they put it in gear.
Wow.
They turned, pull the thing down, pull it overnight at 2 o'clock at night. Till 2 o'clock at night he worked on that, put it back together, and was back ready to run the next day. Now, you know, that's saying something. I mean, they were trying to get it in. So that's my whole thing. I like when I see stuff like that, and nobody had no arguments, none, having a good old time, and that's what it's about. And you got to, you know, like they said, you just go out there to have fun. And if you can help somebody out, especially from your area. And everybody stood together. Mm-hmm. And basically, when I seen racing, if one of the North cars pulled up, hey, everybody was going out there with them, cheering them on. You can hear it in the stands. We were going nuts out there, playing around, having fun with it. You know, gambling, the whole nine yards. But that's the whole object of the game for me this year. I said I was going to do it. I said I was going to lay back on a couple races, like I told everybody. Promised them I was going to do that October one, and I said I was going to do the North versus South one. That's what I meant. I'm going to do it, and I said I'm going to do it. I'm going to keep on doing those two for sure. But just to have some fun with it, and I like how you guys are out there right now doing your thing, keeping everything fresh, making everybody else want to go out there and race. I ain't going to lie to you. I feel like going out there, but I can't. I need my license. I'm going to be there to watch. I'll tell you that. I'll be there to watch. I'll go to see. But, you know, I just ain't going to be able to do it. But hold on a second, 50, because I know I see all these boards up, and they're going to want to kill me if I don't open up. And, 50, what race if you had to watch a race, or what race would you have liked to see to get off that you would love to have seen got off this year?
Andy Harris and them boys from down south.
I was thinking the
what's
same
his
thing.
Wallaboo, whatever the hell he is.
Wallaboo, yes, sir.
We came down here to get busy, but they didn't show up.
Yep. They were down in Florida with it. You know, they
make it. Everybody got excuses. They were supposed to be down in Gallant. Everybody got excuses.
Never looked at it. Didn't want.
You know?
It was then or never. Yeah. Hopefully we get something going off next year. Maybe get that off at race. I'm praying for that one.
We'll see.
You know, we'll see. That's what I said too. Hold on one second.
Let me get Andy back on one of his feet.
Yeah, that's what I said. I told everybody to say a prayer for Andy. You know, we'll get things back. But hold on one second. Let me just make sure I open up this here mic because Fat Albert, your mic is open.
Yeah. All right, Joe, what's going on, bro? 50?
Man, hanging in there,
That yellow Nova is mellow yellow, Joe. When you were
mellow yellow, about. Okay, yeah, he did his thing. Yeah. He went out there and he ran Jack, what the heck, the one
Jack
of Travis
Boy.
Harvey to run. And let me tell you something.
Jack Boy.
Jack Boy, and let me tell you, he did his thing. He did his thing.
He ran Jack Boy?
No, Jack Boy. They call
Jack
Boy.
Boy.
Travis Harvey drives the car.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Also, well, I just make sure they just sent it to me, and they got something going on. Let me hold on. Let me give it to y'all right now because I want to make sure. They got a thing at the Blue Palace on a Saturday. I think they got a Christmas party or something going on. Let me see. Let me see who it is. Oh, that's Gordo's Christmas party. To make sure, let you know, he got a Christmas party going on Saturday out there.
Where?
So at the Blue Palace, I guess I want to say it's Jersey. I want to say that's Jersey. I'm pretty sure that's Jersey. Hold on, let me look and see.
Patterson.
That's in Patterson?
I think it's in Patterson. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, Patterson. Yes, that does say Patterson at the bottom. All right, so I'll make sure I say it, and so everybody knows what's going on. I know they got some stuff going on. They got something going on in Maryland also. They got a couple parties going everywhere. And they're inviting a couple people at certain parties. They're getting stuff going on, little Christmas parties going on. Also, there was something else I had to tell you. But, yeah, since you're on here, Fat Albert, what race you would have liked to have seen got off before the end of the year?
I think all the ones I wanted got off. I would like to have seen Illuminati and Black Nasty got off. I'd have loved to see that, but.
Yeah. I think everybody
saw that,
race.
But,
you know, that just wasn't just it wasn't made to be. That's all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't made to be. But all in all, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, and everybody's been telling me, you know, this is going on, that's going on. It's going to be really good. It's going to be really good coming up this year. Every time I look around, I'm hearing another person trying to come out. New cars, and like I said, you know, it's gonna be fun on the 24th, and it's gonna be even better because I can see already how the guys are trying to come off the trailer on the 24th. I don't know how they're doing, but they said they're gonna. They actually booked their rooms already down there, and I was like, yeah. So they, when I tell you, I called up one of the places that told me the guys already booked them. I said, what do you mean? Said, yeah, there's 25 rooms booked already. I said, wow. You know, I was going up to make sure I could be able to get a price on a, you know, together. And they already reached and grabbed theirs. A lot of them just said they ain't taking no chances. So I'm glad to hear that because that means they serious about running each other. They really trying to get it in, Tyrone Brown and them. And, you know, it's going to be, when I tell you, it's going to be a pretty damn good race because both camps, they don't mind going out there. The Godfather, like I said, and his son, father and son, Dewan and his son, they don't mind going out there and going trying something. I seen them. They ran. They actually beat Antoine down in October. They ran ODB with the white Mustang and won. Didn't care. Went right on out there and did it. So you got to give the guys credit. They ain't scared to go out to race. Even though they're supposed to be the underdog, they went on out there and did it. So you got to give props to do. But otherwise, I'm saying right now, I know Zeus and them racing, but I didn't know what day. I think Zeus and racing on Saturday, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah,
Yeah, because I didn't really know.
Him and Instigator Buck, they going to run.
Okay,
they locked in.
Instigator Buck. And Zeus locked in with two of them?
Yeah, he got – I ain't got my – yeah, yeah, Zeus got, man, yeah, he got two more races locked in,
Yeah, I don't want to say nothing about the other race because I'll wait.
Yeah.
Because they're supposed to put the money up, right? Do we go?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So I know that's going to be something worthwhile watching. So I'll wait to, you know, the one that he's going to give me everything in drag racing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so I'm going to wait to the – I'll wait on that one before they do it. But I know they're doing it. They're going to do it, but they're just going to – I don't like it until I know the money's up. All the races that we're talking about right now, we know the money's up. The dollars are up. So I know that race is still going to happen. I know it's going to happen, but I just don't want to say nothing. I'd rather make sure, you know, the money's up.
Right.
But hold on a second, you guys. I'm going to make sure I open up these mics because they've hit me. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. How y'all making out?
What's going on, Tori?
Man, I can't call it, bro. How y'all working out? How's everything?
Hanging in there. Just trying to, day by
that's
day.
That's good.
It's cold.
Hey, that's all we can do is day by day.
Yep. Cold winters, that's all we can say. Hey, what race would you like to see? That's what we trying to figure out. What would you have liked to see that you might have missed this year? Would have loved to see it happen.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm stumped on that one. I really don't know. I just know that the races that happened this weekend, especially with Silver Surfer, was very entertaining. And it was, yeah. But I really don't want to have nobody at the top of my mind right now. I really don't.
Okay.
You know,
that's
bad on that one. But
No, it's okay. It's all good. I mean, I know there's a lot of other races that we hope to see. I would love to see happen, but, you know, our locals and everything else to get off. But hopefully it'll get off maybe next year with whoever we didn't get to see run. If you've got an idea, somebody you want to put it out there, maybe they might put the fire bug underneath them. Maybe they might lock in to do something, you know. But I would love to see a few of them. I know I got a lot of mics over here right now. So I'm going to open them up. They must want to say something. So I got to make sure I open these mics up. Let me make sure I open this one up right quick. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Yeah, Long Island. What's going on?
What's going on, Butchie?
Hey, what's that criteria, that banana pudding?
Huh?
What's that criteria of the banana pudding contest?
Well, the criteria is you have to bring a tray of banana pudding. As long as there ain't no store-bought, I'm going to give you the size of the tray. I've got to give you the size of the tray, what we're going to make. And everybody just makes one tray, and that's your entry fee. And then the winner gets $500.
No problem.
But now, like I said, I'm not going to take too many, no more entry fees. I'm only going to go up to 12, and that's it. So right now, we are 8, so I can get 4 more, and that's it. So whoever's
I
want to
be down
first serve.
I want to be in it.
All right, so I'll put you in there. So you're number 9. So I got three more slots, and that'll be it. We're gonna seal that deal. Cause ain't no way in the world.
I
want
to be a tester. I want to be a tester. I just want to eat up all the damn banana pudding.
what's the pot at, Joe? What's the pot at?
Is that $500? $500.
$500. We're going to make this thing go up. Oh, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be more than that. I'm going to make it more. I want y'all to put your best in this paint. I'm going to make you put your best in it.
How are you going to make it? How are you going to make them put the best in the fat of it?
Because I'm going to add another 100 to it.
I dare you.
Oh, shoot.
Joe, put me down for 100.
Okay. So we got the
hey,
pot
Joe.
Is now $100.
Hey,
for the food.
Hey, Joe.
Now, 50, I dare you to match
hey, Joe,
it. I dare you to
me,
match it.
Put me down for 100. You didn't have to tell me that. I was hoping you did it. I was so mad.
But now you tell us, hold on. So we got this banana all the way down. Y'all telling me we got the banana fry, banana pudding, up to $700 right now.
I'm putting 100. This is a fat hour.
Okay.
Ooh, I ain't doing it for no other
reason. Oh, my God, hold up.
I got a text.
You got it, too.
You had to say, yeah, you had to.
Go ahead, Fat Albert. Tell them what the text just said.
All right.
Bad Mouth Crew say they'll add 100 to her.
So the banana pudding prize is now $800.
$800.
$800. Ooh.
Man. Boy, oh boy.
Hey, you better go in there and make some banana pudding. Stop practicing.
Hey, 50. Yeah. You know what? Me and you is me and you. That put 200, make it even 1,000. That just go ahead and kill it right now.
Hey, listen, hold on. Tell me. One thing about me, I don't do what a, excuse these words, I don't do what a nigga say. Not me. You know I love you, Fat Albert, but
Hold on.
Hey, Joe, I tried, Joe. I was going to get him on that one.
Can somebody please? Oh, I just got another check. Let me just see what just happened.
We had $800.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
I'm just going to tell you what just happened.
I got a text.
Somebody told me just make it 1,000. And I'm going to tell you who that was. That was spammy. He said make it 1,000. Oh, what? Hold up. No, wait. Hold on. Now y'all are really messed up. Jeff Rogers just told me, he said make it another 200 on top. So that is now $1,200 for the best banana pudding.
Hey, Joe, hold on. I got a text. Joe, OG Bobby said he'd like to get one of them slots.
Okay, OG Bobby. Hold up. Y'all said we was at $1,200. Now, hold up. We was at $1,200 for the banana pudding prize, right? Native Greenleaf just put in another $200. We have $1,400 for the best banana pudding. Boy.
Native Greenleaf, hold on.
Y'all think my phone going crazy? I got to write all this down now. Fat Albert, you're going to have to get ready to get this thing down here. But, I got to hold the slot in because he said his mom is going to get in it. So we got, now, you just now had it now. Y'all seen it. Somebody call Avon for me real quick. Because I just got another text from somebody else. I'm trying to keep it. Oh, my God. Oh, okay. Hold up.
You going to call him?
Silverhawk just turned around and said he want a slot. Oh, he going to cook, too. Ooh. Man, oh, man.
Hey, Albert, can you get a hold of Avon?
Yeah, I got him.
Okay.
Okay, so you.
Hey, Joe, you
okay.
know I'm not cooking no banana pudding. I'm just donating 100.
I want to eat it.
I want to eat it.
$1,400.
I
want to
be a judge. I want to eat it.
Hold on.
Damn.
Okay. Man, they put.
Hey, Joe. So Bobby wants to get in it. I know you said you're going to cut it off at 12. So Bobby said he want a spot.
Okay.
OG Bobby.
We got Bobby the chef. I forgot all about that. Let me start
Joe.
Raising this.
Uh-huh. There
go
Avon right there.
What's up, David?
Avon? Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, I want to add 100 too.
Huh?
Mm.
So
yes.
Now we have
$1,500.
You going to add 100 to it?
Yeah.
Okay. We have $1,500, y'all. For the banana pudding contest.
That's a fucking race.
Damn,
that's a
boy.
Deposit in a race.
Boy, I'm telling you, they're going to cook their butt off on this one. Lord knows they're going to cook their butt off on this one.
Hey, Joe, what time they got to be in the lane? Shit.
Listen, we're going to do that banana pudding contest. What time you would say, Fat Albert? 6 o'clock.
Hey, we're gonna do it Friday. We're gonna do it Friday, right? Friday night. Are we doing it Saturday?
Yeah, he said Friday night.
Yeah, 6 o'clock
okay.
Be good, Joe.
6 o'clock will be good. All right.
Yeah,
six o'clock
will
it
be
is. Good gracious, boy. Mm-hmm. Boy, I want to see. Listen,
hold
I'm
on.
Gonna tell you right now.
Hold on, Joe. I got a
Come
text.
On.
I got a text.
OG Bobby said put him down for 150. He said he'll put 150 to the in the pot. Damn.
Whoa. Oh my God.
The OG Bobby said he put him down. He want a spot and he gonna donate 150 to the pot.
Ooh.
God damn.
$1,650. That's what we got. $1,650 for the pot. For the best banana pudding. Boy, they.
I got it. Are we doing first place, second place, third place, or we just want one to take all?
Listen, I think for a prize like that, I think we should go first and second place. At least. We should do that.
At least.
Well, you can really go one. Well, at $1,750, and I'm sure it's going to be more added, too. I believe we can go one.
Well, $1,650. It's $1,650 right now.
Oh, it's going to be more than that. It's going to be $2,000 before when I get done.
oh,
we can go
shit.
One, two, three.
You think you can go one, two, three?
Yeah, we're going to. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I think it's going to be more than the $1,650. And we're going to go 1, 2, 3. Let's do it that way, Joe. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Well, we got five judges, and I'm going to tell you how I ain't going to tell you how we're going to be discreet about it, because they're going to have their own numbers, and they're going to put it inside the thing, and that's how it goes.
Nope.
We're going to have them put their
numbers inside. No judges would know who made what pan. We're going to do it that way.
No, you'll never know who pan it is.
Well, just tell the guy
right.
You'll be at 11 o'clock because of rush hour traffic in the morning. That's fine, but I'll be in Connecticut. Shit.
Hey, 50, go on mute.
I'll be
right
back here.
Go on mute.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Yep, so, okay. So we got OG Bobby. Oh, shoot, OG Bobby and Silverhawk.
Don't forget, did Butchie Wood say he's going to get in, or he just
Butchie
he didn't
Wood,
make his mind?
Yeah,
I was number 9.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you number nine? Okay, well, Butchie Woods. No, okay.
And also, we got Greenleaf going to be in it also. Yes, sir.
Damn.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Hold up.
What this thing? I'm in the spot. My grandma want to get in. Hey, Davina, if you want to put your grandma in, you better say something now, because we only got how many spots left, Joe? Two?
Two. Eight.
So, Davina, you better let me know if you want to. You better
no, only one spot left.
Up.
One spot left. That's it.
Yeah, that's why I was counting. I figured that.
All right, she called her grandma right now. She called her grandma. she said, hold on, I'm calling my grandma.
Oh, Lord. Boy, we got. Boy, this prize is up there, boy.
Let me see. I got another. Man, y'all texting me the shit out of me right now. I can't, hold on. Mrs. Try Me. She said Mrs. Try Me with the Gap. I got to read it. Oh, item. Mrs. Try Me with the Gap. Oh,
yeah.
Lord, have mercy. Joe,
oh, my God.
Joe, I got a text, and I read it verbatim. I'm not making it up. It said Mrs. Try Me with the Gap.
Okay. Hold on, Joe.
Uh-huh. I want to bet Pro Stock Joe. I'm calling him out. I want to bet him
on the side.
On the side. Since he was running his mouth.
What the fuck? Oh, shit. You know what? I got to call Pro Stock Joe. I'm going to call him right now and tell him he's been called out. No, hold on. I'm going to call. Wait a minute. I got to text him.
And whoever else that guy was last time, I want to call him out, too. On the side bet.
Man, let me tell you.
I got somebody got a slot for that banana pudding. You got any more slots?
Pro Stock Joe was only taking 12,
but 50. Hey, Fat Albert, you think we can be able to swing 15 and get people just taste a little bit of each one for 15 people?
But see, it's so many of them, Joe, and then the only thing I'm
hard.
Saying a lot, if we add more people, yeah, it's going to be hard to
judge.
Yeah,
not that
so
many judges.
I got five judges.
I like to keep it at,
you know?
What we're going
to
do, Joe.
I'm trying to keep
it
at 12 slots.
This is what we're going to do, Joe. We're gonna split. We're gonna have two groups, six and six. The winner of the first six, and it's gonna be a first place and a second place from the first six, and then a first place and second place from the second six, and then they're gonna go after them, and we'll come up with one, two, three.
You know,
oh,
for
the
up?
Final
no,
one.
That's gonna be the finals. Right. It's gonna be four in the finals, and then we're gonna come one, two, three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm, that'll
be.
Oh,
tough,
Joe,
right?
I already got. Yes, sir. Y'all already got it figured out in my head, Joe. I'm already on it.
You on it?
Good report, Albert. Good report.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Pro Stock Joe, you on Sammy line. Avon done called you out for a side bet. Oh, my gracious. Oh, my. Sammy, hit the one button so we can bring Pro Stock on.
I got, hold on. Let me make sure something. Hold on one second. You guys hold on one second because I got to make sure these guys got, everybody got them in. But oh, go ahead, Fat Albert. You can keep it up going. I'm gonna talk to you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep going. Okay. Okay.
All right. Pro Stock Avon and Pro Stock Joe is on. He on Sammy line. Sammy hit the one button. Cause Avon done made a personal call out. But Avon, I mean, I gotta read the text. Avon, they said Mrs. tried me with the gap.
Hey, look. Huh? I'm confident in her stuff. You know what I mean?
I think
good
report,
she.
Bro.
She,
good report.
She, look, if she don't win it, she gonna be in the top three. But
hey,
yeah.
Sammy,
my confidence.
Hold on,
wait. All right,
Sammy. Pro Stock just told me, he said I'm on Sammy line. I pressed the one. Hold on. Go ahead, Avon. I guess I can. Go ahead, Avon.
I'm willing to bet on my baby.
I know that's right.
And whoever that guy, who was that guy that was talking smack last time, telling him I don't need my wife to make it. I called him out too. Butchie Woods. It was Butchie Woods. That's who it was.
Oh.
Butchie Woods. Oh. So you want to bet something on the side? Yeah, why not?
Y'all do is crazy. Hey, listen, wait a minute. I thought we were racing. Yeah, we done gone to a cooking show. God almighty.
Yeah, damn sure did. It's a bake-off. This is a bake-off, baby.
We done gone to a cook-off. All right, Antoine, you on here. Go ahead. Antoine.
Yeah.
Okay, you on. Go ahead.
I came in here. I said, well, I want y'all to remember something. I'm not trying to expose nothing. I won't be there, so I can't be a judge. But I'm going to say this.
Hush your mouth, boy.
Okay.
Hush your mouth.
Okay, so you already caught what I'm getting ready to say. All I'm going to say is just remember it's banana pudding. That's all I'm going to tell you. If you got to think about what I'm saying, it's banana pudding.
Antoine.
Go ahead.
Antoine, the pot that's going up to, and they say it will be $2,000.
I'll put some money in. I ain't got no problem with that. Hey, man, just have some fun. You know what I mean? Hey, make it do what it do.
Oh,
but I'm going to tell
man,
you right now,
you know.
This is going to be good. This is going to get good. When trash talking, when grudge racing comes to food.
Listen, I know I'm up there on the mic, but at 6 o'clock, I'm walking away from the start line. I'm going to tell y'all
well,
now.
Well, that's what
me
I
no
was also going to ask. If it's my opinion, Fat Albert, I'm just being honest. If it's my opinion, you know, always over there by the bathrooms and all that stuff over there.
Uh-huh.
If it was my opinion, I would have it set up right there because it's the most room away from the staging lanes that you actually
had time to
do something.
Yeah, we're not going to put it right. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I threw a bone. I hope anybody that's listening caught what I just said. I told you a key valuable thing because, you know, I does this food stuff. I really do it. But I said what I said. I'm going to say it.
Fruit Krillin.
Oh, I just got it back.
Fruit Krillin number 101.
They said that's the reason why you ain't going to be there because you scared somebody going to call your ass out.
Nah, I'm not going to be there.
Oh,
nah.
Yeah.
That's not the reason. The reason that I'm not going to be there because I'm taking my girl to fucking Bahamas, and I was supposed to propose to her in the Bahamas. That's why. I'm not going.
Oh, you
I'm
too?
Not worried about I'm not worried. Huh?
He didn't catch that one.
No, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you. I was being funny. I was being funny. When you say I propose to her, I say you too?
Yeah. But it ain't gonna be them when I'm doing it, but yeah.
Oh,
I didn't mess
up.
But listen. Hey, may the best contestant win. But I'm gonna say it like this. And I'm gonna say it's the pro stock joke because I heard a comment. We could bet a smooth 20. I like Mrs. Try Me over Pro Stock Joe.
Oh Lord, I believe them got personal with Pro Stock and Avon. I believe this done got personal.
We could bet a smooth $20 bill.
Y'all don't think Pro Stock Joe can make some banana pudding?
Man,
listen. I ain't gonna say he can't, but he shouldn't. It's the way he presented himself, just like Butchie Wood. I think that's a challenge.
Hey.
You know what I mean?
I didn't present myself. You was talking
that
smart.
That was a challenge.
I don't need my wife to make no banana pudding. That's what I said.
Hey, you can say whatever you want. I don't cook, so my wife do make it. So put your money where your mouth is.
Baby, this is like a grudge race of Butchie Woods now. You don't drive, but the car race is keeping us just, hey, wait, son. Ain't no problem.
I gotta get Pro Stock on. Where is he at?
What you don't want to lock in? What you ready to pay DP already? You want to pay DP already?
I get you, man. Don't worry about it. I ain't gonna back down from that. I'm gonna back down,
crazy. Hold on a second. Let me make sure.
Hey, I'm just saying. Joey called me out. You know what I mean? I never said I made it.
Man, $1,650.
Okay, Pro Stock Joe on. Pro Stock, these guys calling you out on this banana pudding. We done got the pot up to $1,650. Avon wants to call you out on the side. Just you. So I'm going to let you handle it from here, Pro Stock.
What do you mean? Not just him. Butchie Wood, too. Shit.
Oh, I agree. Joe, is he on here?
I'm here.
Okay.
I thought you choked on one of the
what
ways.
What you want to do? Hey, don't hang up the phone. Lock it.
Come on now.
Y'all got me off. Y'all fucked me up. I believe in my product. I believe in my thing. So I don't even know how y'all doing this.
Is not trying to hear no political speech. Are you locking in or no? Because I got a side bet.
Your ass don't be in Bahamas. It's going to take your turn to propose to your goddamn girl. So you shut the fuck up.
I want to know, can we lock in, goddamn? We don't want no political speech. This is the grudge show. The grudge. We talking grudge food right now. So lock in.
You sound like a goddamn crazy man. You take your turn proposing, motherfucker. What you do?
Hey, Joe, hold on. I got breaking news. Joe, I got a text. Hold on, Pro Stock. Hold on. I got breaking news. I got a text. He said, fuck it. He'll make it an even $2,000. Bobby said, I will make it an even $2,000.
Huh?
God, he just texted me. He said, fuck it. I'll make it an even $2,000.
Wait. Bobby, hold up, Bobby. That means that you already had said $150 before. Now you're going to put another.
So he'll $350. He said, so it's going to be $450 from Bobby. $450 is going to be an even $2,000.
Damn.
Good.
He want to make it even, too?
I told
you. He want to make it even?
He just texted me and said, yes. $2,000
for the and a pudding. God dog.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy.
So what you want to do, Joe? What you want to do, Joe?
Y'all back on Joe.
I don't want to hurt her feelings.
You ain't gonna never hurt no feelings. All you gotta do is lock the fuck in.
Okay,
ain't that's what
man.
You say? Ain't that's what you always say?
How much you want to lock in, Avon?
Whatever you want, Joe. Whatever you want. We can bet $50, $100, whatever you want.
$25.
Avon. That's fine. That's fine. Good report. We can do that.
Avon.
Yeah.
I'll lock. I'll lock you in for 50. This is Butchie Woods. I'm sick of you.
So, all right. That's a lot.
Oh,
so the bet is,
oh, shit.
The bet on is whoever wins or whoever places higher between me and you, Ava. The bet is whoever places higher in the bonanza, in the judging contest.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay, so the grudge rules. No, let me stop.
Well, now, there's one situation that one situation that could happen, Mike. Okay, we have the two sides of six. What if we both get knocked out the first judging? So we both finish the same at that point. So there's no winner at that point. But other than that. Yeah.
Listen, if I get knocked out, goddamn, you win. Now, how about that?
Shoot.
If she get knocked out, you can have the fucking $25. Now,
Joe, take that bet.
Shit, I ain't worried about that.
Damn.
She ain't getting knocked out. Shit.
I got to make sure I bring OG Bobby on here to make sure we got it right because we was at 1650. Yeah. Bobby had. That was 1650 because Bobby had put 150. That was 15.
Another 350.
So,
right.
So wait, if
more,
you take 150 off there, that'd be 1500. Sure. Bobby putting in damn near $500. You know that?
He's putting in $500 in. Yeah. The 150 plus the 350. That's 500.
Now let's make sure. I don't want to turn around and put it down yet. Let him know because he might not have been thinking. I just want to make sure, before we say that, all right? Get Bobby in here first, because
hey,
I don't want to do nothing like that to him. That's a lot to put down.
Yeah, well, Bobby, text me, Bobby, if you understand what we're saying.
You'd have to put $500 if you do that. Is that 1650 with Bobby once.
Hey, Joe, we got confirmation. He said he know what he's doing. He said he got confirmation. He said yes.
He said he still want to put that in. He's putting it in. Bobby said, God, look at this, $1,000.
He said, make it even. He said, make it even 2,000.
Oh Lord, he about to say he gonna win the whole thing. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what it is. Hold on, you guys. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up a couple more of these mics because they all here. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Good evening, fellas. Good evening. Just wanted to say
hey,
hi.
Good morning. How's That's everything?
Good. All right. All right.
Hey,
everything all right?
Yeah.
What's going on, boss?
No,
you guys had a good time in Florida.
It was a good deal. It was real good. You know, can't say nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Pro Stock Joe, somebody told me we got to put this in the grudge papers.
Nah.
I'm just letting you know, the man put it out to me. You got to put it in the grudge papers. That came out of Youngstown's mouth.
I just got that text too. He said it has to be written in the grudge papers.
Hey, oh man, it's gonna be interesting. Yes, sir. Cowboy, how's everything?
Everything's good. Everything's good. You know, just trying to get ready for next season, hopefully. But
right.
I got a question.
Hey, is there any reason that you would have loved that thing got off that didn't get off this year?
Hold on. What's the question, Cowboy?
No, not really. I'm gonna stay quiet for that. You know. I'm just trying to worry about us trying to get for next season.
Uh-oh.
You know,
I got one.
What do you want,
Avon?
What
do
you want?
I wanted to see Jeff Rogers and Rick, what's his goddamn
Cannibal.
Name?
Cannibal.
Cannibal, yes.
Cannibal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to see that. I wanted to see that race.
Wow. Yeah, I'd have loved to have seen it myself. I'd have loved to have seen it. Now, from what I'm hearing, you're probably going to see it on the 25th. It will be, hopefully, it'll be top-notch in Cassius Clay.
Man, I ain't worried about that one.
You don't think top-notch?
I want to see him and Ricky Fox.
You want to see him and Ricky Fox?
No, that was like a real rivalry, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
For the DMV, that was a real, real rivalry. I know top-notch and Jeff had a real rivalry too, but I really wanted to see between them two cars because it was a lot of back and forth, everybody, you know what I mean, Trevor on that race, and it didn't happen. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it was something against top-notch, no, but I just wanted to see that particular one.
Uh, Okay, okay. Got you.
Hey, Joe.
All right.
Bible said if you want him to send the money now, he'll send it now if you want it now.
No, yeah, he can send it to you if you want. You know, I'm good. I'm bad right now with all this money. You know, they don't put me in a stupid old bracket over here. I don't want too much in my
thing. You ain't got to worry about Bobby. Nah,
we ain't got to worry about Bobby. He said his money too.
But,
we'll make sure that whatever right there before
we'll get it straight. I told him we'll get it straight before.
I'll make sure I bring
it. Ain't that something? You start off at $500 and now it's at an even $2,000.
Who you telling?
Fred.
Hey, Father, if you tell everybody I said thank you, I'll be collecting that. Tell everybody I said thank
you. Oh, shoot. Oh, shit.
Who said that?
So, Pro Star Joe, he said he's already to tell all the sponsors thank you because he will be collecting that money.
Oh.
Oh,
shit. Time to raise the pot there. That's all.
Yeah. What is it with you and Pro Star? What is it with y'all two?
Hey, no, you know why I'm on Pro Stop?
That's a rivalry. With y'all, you're Pro Stop is a rivalry.
He taught me something, right?
Uh-huh.
I used to be quiet, Avon. Used to sit, you know, go ask somebody to race, and then when they say no, I leave them alone. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So then he was like, man, you got to get aggressive, man. You got to do this. So now I'm aggressive on his goddamn ass. Shit. Goddamn, lock in. Raise the pot. You got the big tub. That's all it is. That's all it is, Fat Albert.
You win it all. You win that side bet. Good.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. And guess what?
Go ahead.
I do that to Butchie Wood, too. If we get knocked out, he got the money. How about that?
Oh, my gracious.
No problem, sweetheart.
So, Joe, you is all 12 or that one? I haven't heard from Davina yet. She ain't let me know.
No, you got 11.
You got one.
We just waiting for it, whether or not Davina comes in. If Davina don't come in or whoever first come in, that's it. But hold on, let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics because you never know who might have been trying to get in. 804-6005, your mic is open. 804-6005, your mic is open.
He don't
hit
it. Put him on mute.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you're here?
Oh.
Who we got?
Yeah,
who we got?
Who was that?
Make sure the boys stay in line tonight.
Uh-oh.
Who are you trying to stay in line?
This Santa Claus again. I just want to make sure Silverhawk and Fat Albert stay in line.
Secret Santa.
Oh, God. Okay.
Limo.
Wow. Look, got me saying wow. It's Pro Stock Joe here.
Who is that you speak of, Fat Albert?
Huh?
Who is that you speak of?
Who have I speak of? I don't know. I'm trying to figure out who this is.
Oh, y'all don't need to know. I'm just a low-key bodyguard in the room.
Okay, all right, low-key bodyguard. We'll need you. Wait about 9 o'clock. We'll need you then, about 9.
All right, I'm on mute.
About
9
o'clock.
Yeah, 9:30 to later.
That's when we'll need you. Yeah, that's when we'll need you.
All right, tempo. Yeah. I stay on mute till then.
Okay. All right. hold on one second. Let me open up this next mic here. 240-8095. Your mic is open.
What's happening there, fellas?
Not much. How's everything?
Everything's going great.
All right. Any race that you know that you would love to see go off this year?
Only thing I would have liked to see is Silver Surfer and for the Monte Carlo we run, Teflon Don.
Oh, you better. Well, didn't they do that? Didn't Teflon Don, didn't he run it over down there? If I'm not mistaken, who did he, was the Monte Carlo Silver Surfer one now in Florida?
It's Teflon Don. Teflon Don, he got blue tires on.
Mm, he blew
okay.
tires off.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Hey,
yeah,
Bill,
I mean, I was just thinking one, maybe one race that nobody got to line up at all before yet. So that's why we're just trying to see who, what race we didn't
how
get to pop off.
Didn't get to line up? Ricky Fox.
Yeah, the only ones I know that didn't get to line up, I know Jeff and Ricky Fox, everybody wanted to see that one. Black Nasty and Illuminati, they wanted to see that one. They never got a chance. You know,
Long Island Joe.
Uh-huh.
Long Island Joe.
Uh-huh.
I would sure like to see me and Cliff get it off finally.
Mm.
Me and Cliff and me and damn Swivel.
You don't want to see that movie with Cliff. You don't want to see
yeah.
that movie.
I fuck the people champ up. I put them on and back in the closet.
You talking about you gonna run Swivel now?
Yes, I'm gonna run Swivel. What the who the fuck is a Swivel? Swivel ain't no damn body.
Mm. Okay.
Good report. Great report.
Okay.
Fuck Swivel.
Who is the people's champ?
Cliff. Supposed to be.
I might have come in a little early tonight.
I don't know where the hell he came.
That's
all
right.
That's
all
right.
Bad
out of
for
him, the people's champ.
Hold on. Let me make sure I open up my man's mic up. Sammy, your mic is open. 347-5810. Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas?
Nothing much, Sammy. 2000. So what race did you like that seeing that got off this year, Sammy?
You know what? They brought up a good one. My man Jeff and Ricky Fox. That would have been a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That would have been a good one.
All right.
Brian Epp and Ricky
and,
Fox.
You know, there's two good
yeah.
ones that they brought up.
That would have been a good one to watch,
two
too.
Huh?
Dude, I'd have liked to see Brian Epps and Cassius Clay get it off, too. That would have been a good one. That would have been a good one.
Yes,
I'd have liked to see that, too. But
yeah.
That one didn't never happen.
Hey,
so,
hey
would,
Albert.
Yo.
That Mustang that we was talking about earlier, that one that said they had the baddest small block with nitrous, and I said he had the gold B-lock, the silver 4-hour Mustang?
Uh-huh.
Who's that guy with the letters on the windshield? Him and Silver Surfer will be a good race. I think that'll be a good race. You know what car I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I like to see. I'll tell you right now, I like to see Brian Epps versus Silver Surfer.
No, Joe, mm-hmm. that's ooh,
no.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
What?
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Well,
no,
I mean, yeah. If that's what you don't like you.
Wait. Y'all talking about nah? What y'all talking about? Like Brian Epps can't hang with him? Is that what y'all talking about?
No.
Because I'm a bet y'all now. I'm going to let you know right now. I'm a bet y'all.
I know what you're saying.
Well, say a word.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. No, Joe.
Two different cars.
Those are two different cars. That's why I was saying no. But, I mean, it could be.
Yeah,
those
are two different cars. Everybody
want to
say
bumpers. Any two cars in race.
I will hear that joke. He is the same thing as Brian Epps, man. God, cut it out. Ain't no different. Get Jeff on here. Get Cassius Clay on here. Let him tell us. I don't want to go out there. I say that would be a good one. They both got the same stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, what the heck?
Well, it's simple. Just get all them guys to lock in for North versus South. Call it. We can see who really is a bear. Who's a bear? Who's wolfing? That's all you got to do.
Yeah. Hit the one button, Jeff. Jeff, if you out there, please. We're gonna start something up right quick. We're going to see something. Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to ask him. Jeff, do you think that's a good race between Brian Epps and Silver Surfer? Jeff, your mic is open. Hey, Jeff. Oh, y'all don't.
Yeah.
Antoine, I mean, muted the man
there
mic.
Go, there you go. There you go.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Jeff on.
Yeah, we hear you,
yeah,
Jeff.
Yeah, we hear you, Jeff. Go ahead.
What you say? Would it be a good race? Yeah, Silver Surfer have to get Brian F. the back tire.
He'll start some bullshit. Just stop. Just stop. Fat, I'm going to allow that to happen, man. Fat, I'm going to allow that to happen. Oh, shit. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. You think, oh, if he give him the back down, he's okay. That'd be fine. Then I'm gonna tell him. Yeah, we'll take it.
Okay.
But Joe. Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I'll run Brian Epps or Ricky Fox or Jackie Chan or Top Knot down at Galat, North versus South. Get anyone that wants to lock in, get them locked in.
Oh.
I ain't scared of none of them motherfuckers.
Antoine.
Yeah.
You know, fell off the surfboard, y'all. You know, we're just leaving you already.
Joe, I'm out here working, Joe. Joe, I'm out here
okay.
working.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear that?
I didn't hear Silver Surfer. I didn't hear Silver Surfer. So, but like
he
I said, back on you.
He did say but Silver Surfer. He said Silver Surfer.
But I'm going to be, hey, Joe, I'll be honest with you. Silver Surfer's probably got the best motor out of the whole bunch. He might be a little heavier than everybody. That's it. But that muffler shit, that ain't no mufflers on that car. That bitch got 3-inch pipes from the fucking head and all at the back. That's probably helping him. That hurt.
Okay. Antoine.
You got a motor in there, Antoine. Antoine knows he got a motor in that motherfucker.
I don't know what you're talking about. I put the stick.
Antoine, no, don't talk. He said you didn't hear him say Silver Surfer. You heard him, right?
I didn't.
Let's rephrase it,
Joe.
We'll rephrase it, Joe.
Huh?
I'll run any small block stock horse race in the country. Yeah, well, you ain't got to worry about names.
Okay.
Get them down, get them out of Egypt. I don't give a fuck where they come from. That bitch stock horse race, I'll run it.
Okay. Okay, y'all heard it. Damn, I can't believe the Bad Mouth crew got quiet over there.
Joe, I'm out here, living my pizza, Joe.
All he got over that way, Joe. All he got is a Silver Surfer. That's it. That's all he got.
Okay.
What else is over there, Faye?
Small block wise?
Not
a single soul.
You tell that motherfucker, you tell that big block Dino to give me the clear, I'll run him.
Oh, shit.
Damn. Uh-oh.
Make sure you relay that message, Antoine. All he wanted to hit him.
Hey, Antoine.
Hey, Fat Albert, just hold on a second. I'm going to make it even better. I'm going to make a public post just so Baby Jay can see it. Just hold tight.
Well, if you know what? Instead of making a post, just call him.
No,
listen, Antoine.
Listen. He going to miss my phone call. He going to act like he ain't see it.
Oh, uh-huh.
Baby Jay.
Hold on, Antoine. I'll do better than that. How far are you from him when you're doing your delivery? How far are you from doing the delivery?
I'm almost done. Hold on. I'm making better. Hold on.
I was going to tell you, go ahead. We'll deliver a pizza from Jeff Rogers with a message. I'm going to pay for it.
God
Damn.
Hold on.
Damn.
Hold on. He can call
damn.
Me right
now. Damn.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Here's Dino right here. Here's Dino right here. Hold on.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Boy, we get that race for an race. Good gracious almighty.
Yeah, deliver the man a piece of the getting there.
Yeah, deliver a piece. Joe, you need to cut that out.
The mushrooms on it.
Joe, man.
Joe was very disrespectful just now.
Joe told the man to deliver the pizza. God almighty.
But, hey,
I wonder if I could put an order in right
it,
now here.
He gave Block the break and ran him down.
He said, and I quote, he said, that's definitely something they should be able to do. So he said, just hold on tight. Let's get a little bit closer. We can probably lock that in. Just hold tight.
Okay.
That's what he just told me.
I don't know if he want anchovies on his pizza.
Nah, he don't want anchovies, goddammit. He don't want anchovies, he want pickles.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Good
gracious. Yeah. I'm waiting for it. Hold on. I'm waiting for it. That was a setup. I'm waiting for it.
No, I'm better.
Jeff,
he said that's a
good possibility, Jeff. He said get a little closer, y'all can lock that in.
It's a good possibility you might get snow tomorrow too, right there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Damn.
You know that
means. Can't believe that.
You know, when they say it's a possibility, you know what that means.
Mm-hmm. You don't think it's gonna happen, Jeff?
I ain't gonna say it will,
but I'm just gonna be real. Baby ain't started drinking yet.
Hey Jeff, you're right.
Baby ain't started drinking yet. You gotta
catch
him. 258.
Somebody's frightened.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a good possibility. Hey,
Jeff, sound like somebody frightened.
Golly, boy. Well, hey, Protoc Joe just jumped off the show. What the heck happened? Avon ran him off the show.
That motherfucker's making banana pudding taste testing.
he know what he's doing.
He's still on, Joe. Protoc still on.
Oh, Lord.
I wish I knew how to make that shit. God damn, it's 2009.
I'm telling you.
That's more you make on a grudge race, Joe. God damn.
You ain't never lied. They're going to be up there. They're going to be in that kitchen every day now. Hey, Bobby, where Bobby at? Bobby on here. Because I know Bobby. I don't want him going out there and doing no live feeds and showing people how he make his banana for. He don't need to show no secrets. He don't be doing out there. I know he be doing his kitchen today.
Yeah,
still
Bobby, Bobby go live in the kitchen that one. That's one thing.
Yeah, so he got a keep it a secret.
Man, he go live baking, man. He ain't done nothing, man.
Hey, what he doing?
I told Antoine, don't make Bobby go up against your ass now. Man, listen. On that grill, I want all smoke.
You only can grill one thing, and that's it. So I don't care. Pulled pork, that's it.
Joe, we can place a wager on that, too.
When it comes down to the meat, I'm going to show
you
something.
Can come with
you. We're going to cook some lamb or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
gonna
okay.
Cook.
Uh-oh.
That's what we're going to do.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Hey, Joe, all I want you to do is bring some of that cucumber moonshine. That's what I want.
You got it. It's going to be there.
Here you go, Fat Albert. Here you go, Fat Albert.
You need, white sauce with that lamb, Joe. Joe, you need some white sauce with that lamb. You need some white sauce with that lamb, Joe.
He never tasted that lamb that time you prepped it, did he? He never tasted it.
No, he had it. Antoine had it.
No, he ain't never had it when I did it.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Nah, he never had it. You know what? That seasoning, you see that seasoning I had, Slap Your Mama? Yeah, that thing, man, Antoine be slapping everybody when he mess around loose.
Hey,
go
Joe.
Like this one.
Hey, Joe, you saying something about a lame. I tell you what, Joe. Let's do a whole hog, me and you.
Oh, you lost.
You ain't say nothing. You ain't say nothing
there
at all.
Okay.
You got to cook it at the track. Long Island, you got to cook it at the track.
Yep, we'll cook it at the track. We get both of them, show them both of them raw right there at the track and cook it.
Yeah.
I promise.
I'm gonna put a good jerk over this one.
I'm just letting you know.
You gotta cook it and talk.
It ain't no stitch. Come to win. Don't stick me to death.
Hey, Antoine, I just got a text. Oh shit, from Gregory. No, this ain't Gregory. Wait, who was it from?
Gregory Sharp. Please don't say nothing about no pork chop.
He said, tell Antoine and Joe, I want all the smoke on that grill.
Ooh. Who said that?
Man, I see him. You know what? I seen Gregory Shouse. All he do is put a whole bunch of barbecue sauce on there to hide the damn sweet all to it.
Oh, come
on. You, I can see that. Enough of barbecue sauce on there. That's all he got is barbecue sauce. He ain't cooking.
Greg,
he don't know that about it. He got that
Greg,
big turkey rib. I've seen that, though. That's what he got. He got them ribs that you try to be biting and chewing hard and pulling on it. Nah, with a whole bunch of barbecue sauce. That's all. Hide the flavor. Hide that burnt flavor. That's all it is.
Hey Joe, open up OG Bob and Mike. Open up OG Bob and
cool.
Mike.
Here we go.
I got a couple of my whole long one. 910-6970. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, Bobby?
What up, Bobby?
I'm fully aware of what's going on. What I'm putting up, I'm going to make the pot even $2,000.
Okay.
And I'm not going to... I won't put
is
it on
that, hold on, I got to ask you, Bobby. You that dangerous in that banana pudding?
I'm dangerous with the ZZ. I'm dangerous. You see my Thanksgiving dinner I did? Or no?
No, I didn't see that one, no.
Oh. I'm dangerous. I'm putting this in the kitchen.
Okay. Mm. Look, I got to make sure I go get that, you know, that Chef Boyardee hat, you know, that one that lean over. I got to go get me one of those. North versus South one. I got to make sure I get that one. I'm going to get that. The crown going to be in there. The money going to be in there.
Just let me know when you need the money. I'm not a problem with it.
You good?
Okay.
We on Friday night when I have all the money there, I'll make sure we're gonna put it all 100 so they ain't gotta be worried about nothing.
All right, no problem. Now,
all 100. That's how we do it.
A small cup.
Yeah, we gonna boy, this gonna be interesting here, boy.
What did you say, Bobby?
I said you want a big pan or y'all want a small cup?
No, we're gonna do it.
No, everybody gotta
a
make pan. A pan.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the size of the pan when I go over there. I'll find out the size of the pan because I'm gonna get the pan. I'm gonna give them the measurements so they know exactly.
That's
I mean, everybody have one tray. That's interesting.
A lasagna pan. Lasagna pan, Joe. You don't need no measurements. Just a lasagna pan.
Man, they got all kinds of lasagna pans. Which one is it?
I don't know. Wow.
That's why I said I got to get that measurement. Let me give my wife that.
All right, Joe, if Grandma's not in, I'll take the last spot, number 12.
Oh, you want to get in that? Oh, shoot.
I don't know how to make banana pudding, but I go to the bakery and go buy me a tray.
No, I don't
bake. That's cheating, man. That's cheating.
I drive around to every single bakery that makes the best banana pudding, and I go get it.
That's what we said. Hey Joe,
if Sammy doing that, if he go to New York, tell him he getting my wife shit, cause we got shit up
there.
Okay. Hey Vaughn, I was gonna go buy a tray from your wife.
Hold on one second, guys.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Okay,
I just noticed.
Hey, Joe, hold on. Davina, she said pass. She's not gonna be in it, so if Sammy wanna get in and eat, that's on him.
No, I'm not getting in it.
I noticed that nobody caught on to what I said.
Antoine. Don't do it. But you ain't get your bet with Pro Star Joe. You better get your money.
Listen,
come on, man.
Hey, hold up. You won't give me no pan of banana pudding. So.
Say it again.
Oh, damn.
You won't give me another pan of banana pudding.
Hold on. Let me wait.
Extra cookies.
240-6753. Your mic is open.
Okay,
man, are we racing or are we cooking, man? What's going on?
Well, this is part of the racing that is going to be done at $2,000 for the winner, because everybody been crying about who got the best banana pudding. So that going to definitely happen on Friday night. That's definitely, I'm putting it back and get some fun back for the ladies so they can have their stuff at the end of it. So I'm definitely doing that on Friday. And like I said, I was started at $400 out of my own pocket, but everybody else want to go and have fun with it. So now they at $2,000. A lot of these guys are racers that are doing it. So they having fun with it. We're going to have some fun. Ain't all the time about racing. So if you can't have fun at the track with it, I don't want to do stuff.
Shoot,
I'm just saying like it is. That's how I stop. So we're going to get busy with the racing, and we're going to get busy with having fun. All the way around. So it's going to be interesting. Definitely going to be interesting all the way around. Nah, but I say, I know, what is the girl's number that just was supposed to call? I think she's on here now. Hold on one second. Let me just open up her mic. 408-947, your mic is open. Okay, I got to go to the next mic, too. 201-3516, your mic is open.
What up, Joe? I just wanted my mic open so that when 8:30 comes, I can stay on the show.
Okay, you got it. Okay. Hold on one second. Let me make sure I open this on the last mic here. 646-9101, your mic is open.
Thank you, Joe. How you doing?
Good. How's everything?
Everything is good. It's an old boy from Mount Vernon with that Monte Carlos.
Is you looking for Butchie Woods?
Yeah.
I'm looking for Butchie and Cliff.
Huh?
I said I'm looking for Butchie and Cliff.
Hey, Butchie
Long
Woods.
Long Island Joe.
Uh-huh.
Get that motherfucker some knee pads. Give him some knee pads right now. Because
he
bleeding.
But
no,
he don't want to do the right thing, Joe.
Stop calling my
name. What's the right thing?
Tell me what the right thing is.
What's the right thing?
Joe, I have a street car. Butch have a 2,800-pound car.
There you go. You don't know how much my car weighs.
Only thing I'm asking for is the brake, Joe.
Oh, wow. Let me stop you right there. Why does everybody want the brake? Who gives out brakes?
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Tell him, go out.
OC Tuck, take that.
Joe, you see my car. I have a street car, Joe.
You heard what 50 grand said, right?
I drive mine around.
You would have told me a lie. You're telling a lie.
Tell him to lock in, Joe. Tell him to lock in. Tell him to lock in. I'm sick of him.
He said lock in.
I'm sick of you. I didn't know you was up there.
I know you didn't. That's
what I want you better than the whole 50. I want you better than the whole slop. One slop. Lock it in. When you want to do something, head up. Head up, 50.
We're
going to the track.
Run this. No. I'm a street guy.
This
I don't want no track. We can run the street. It's a lot.
No.
It's a lot.
No,
we'll
run to the track.
Motherfucker.
We'll run to the track.
You
thinking.
I tell you what I do.
What?
Hey, Joe, tell me if this is fair. If he come to the street, he got the back tire.
Oh, shoot.
And if you go to the track, you got the back tire.
Got him.
Like, hey, he ain't got shit. I'm just trying to think of something. You got it. Lock me in.
Oh, got him. So he got the back tie if he comes to the track.
Yeah, he got the back tie.
I'll take it. I'm going to the track.
All right.
I'm
when?
Just to
when?
Back tie. We can go tomorrow. I don't give a fuck when we go. I want you bad. We can go when you want it. When
no,
you
don't want me. You don't want. I can go tomorrow.
You want to go to track tomorrow?
You can't go.
Find a track that's open. Find a track that's open tomorrow.
You
got
you 50. I ain't got time to be bullshit. I will fuck you up.
Which track is open tomorrow?
You sound like a professional. I've been trying to get a hold of your motherfucking punk ass all year. Now you come on the radio show, you're a gangster. Get the fuck out of here. I eat motherfuckers like this for lunch. Yes.
Hey, 50, I got two reasons I want to fuck you up. You fucked up Terry, and you Larry, man. You fucked up the guy that beat me, so I want you.
Okay, sounds good. You can get me. That's a good play. You can get me.
Okay.
I ain't hard to get.
Well, any track you want to go to, you got the back tie.
Okay. Let's find out. Hey, Joe, Long Island Joe, find a track that's open for me, please. But let's lock in right now before he finds a track, because I don't want you to get off the fucking hook.
I don't know
about
the
market. 300 on 1,000 or better.
Yes.
300 on 1,000 or better.
Yes.
So is we locked in right now? I want to know. Can we lock it in right now?
When?
Never mind the bullshit. I just told you
when.
You won't find a track that's open this weekend, tomorrow, the next day.
No,
care.
No, not till, not till, not. No, the, with the weekend.
The
weekend.
Hey, can somebody help this scary motherfucker, please? Can somebody help this scary
motherfucker? Y'all gonna find a track where y'all live at. Open up this weekend. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I guess so. Opening up this weekend. I don't think it's gonna be in the 40s.
You know that. That's why he came on the fucking show. Cause he know it ain't. The street is open. The street is open all year round.
If you come to the street, you got the break. Hey, Joe.
If you come to the street, you got the break.
Joe.
I'm going to make it better for you. That's why you ain't got no fucking street.
Long Island Joe. Long Island Joe. That's one scary-ass motherfucker. He's scary.
One thing about me, Long Island Joe, you know that's a lie. I've been out there knocking people's dick in the dirt. Not in the sand, in the dirt. So what is he talking about?
I know, Joe. He has been racing a lot on, and then next week he's got to run Steph. So I know he's been running. He's been doing a lot of racing.
Joe, any track that opens, he can get the back tie.
If he comes to the street, he's not going to be drinking. He got the break.
I don't run the street.
You better not come to the street. You better not.
I'm gonna get you one way or the other. Watch what I say.
I'm gonna get you. Tell him I said, shut the fuck up. Shut up. You ain't going to do nothing. Shut up. Tell him. You're talking to me now. They call me the Buick Chevrolet killer you fucking with right now. Come to the street. You got the break.
Huh? The Buick
what? Don't sound like Scooby-Doo. Huh? You heard what the fuck I said. Come to the street. You got the break.
Buick what?
The
man.
Tell him again. Somebody give him some sign languages. He don't understand English.
Hey, Fifth, I want to say one more thing to you.
Don't even
50.
Talk to me. I don't even want to hear what you got to say if you ain't coming to this fucking
Walter,
don't even talk to me.
Walter Mansell, run your head up.
Now, you think we might be dead tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't from somebody. I'm racing now, nigga. I mean, excuse my French, but I'm racing now. I'm just so used to fucking shit. If you come to the streets, you got the break. I can't tell you no more than that.
I'm not coming to the street. You come to the fact. You got the back tire.
Get off the phone. I'm racing every weekend right now. The tracks is closed. I'm racing the street. I tell you another thing I do. My mother been dead 20 years. I race you at the graveyard. I don't give a fuck who we race at.
A full quarter, you got the back tire and the clear.
Oh,
you think you're giving
God.
Me something? Hey,
yes.
Hey, get him off. Somebody mute his phone, yo. Mute his phone. Let me
a
take
full
over
quarter.
So I can mute his phone. I don't want to hear that bullshit, man. I got
a full quarter, you
I'm
got the back tire and the clear. All right, Joe. Thank you, Joe. I'm getting off the show.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you, Joe.
Get
goodbye.
Your
goodbye.
Get your scary ass out of here. Get out of here and don't come back.
You owe me a coffee.
Welcome to Block Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Get your scary ass out of here. You don't know who you fucking with. Huh?
You ain't had a bit of on the show.
Oh, yes,
get it, boy.
You see Long Island Joe? You see that?
Go ahead, man. Get it, man. This is how you eat dessert. You eat it.
Well.
Hey, how you say that, Joe? I'm muted.
That's not my running shit for you.
Muted? Hey, you say shit. How you say that shit? Muted? Motherfucker, tell me that bullshit. I think that Buick can run on top of his head.
Tell him, 50.
Lord,
that's how he gonna be sounding when I finish with him crying like a baby.
Hold on, you startled a couple people over here. They told me to get on. I gotta put them on the phone now. 914-9460, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? This is Big Earl for Money Earning Mount Vernon. How y'all feeling?
Okay, what's going on,
there?
Big Earl?
What's good, bro?
Hey,
all right,
man,
how
you
doing,
know,
buddy?
I don't really do this thing here, you know, but I'm definitely a big fan, you know. I've been around this game for a long time, and I've been hearing a lot of hooping and hollering about somebody in particular. How you doing, my man, 50? How you doing? Everything good?
You know, anytime I hear you, I'm good. But let me ask you a question.
That's what's up, my brother.
Bullshit. What you want to do?
Hold on, 50. Hold on, 50.
Oh,
break. I'm here for somebody. I'm here for somebody particular. We're going to get to our business. Hold on. But I called in for somebody particular that I've been hearing a bunch of hooping and hollering, you know, beating their chest and all that shit like there's somebody in this grudge game. And I know for sure they ain't nothing but a damn mouthpiece. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, they downplaying money earning Mount Vernon, and they got the nerve to be from Mount Vernon, and they claiming Mr. Big Stuff. I'm here to let y'all know and expose this duck, because that's just what he is. He's a fucking duck.
Put a name on it.
His name is Butchie Woods, you know, because he do
damn,
a lot of this
hard
old lick wrestling. I'm about to Jay Prince's ass, because he do a lot of lip wrestling around here.
Oh,
it ain't bust a grape in his whole career. He ain't bust a grape in his whole career. Ain't raced nobody in his whole career.
Oh, shit.
And he be on his show beating his chest.
What's his
Butchie
name?
Woods, a.k.a. Mr. Meatloaf. That's who the fuck he is.
God
ask
damn.
Ask him who he was. Ask him who he was. Hey, listen, since he's so big and, you know, he sit up there and beat his chest so goddamn much, like he did something in his grudge game, like he's a real reputable candidate for this shit, I want y'all to ask me, who have you beat in the last 50 years? Who have you raced and who have you beat in 50 years?
Wait a minute. You didn't say 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. You said 50 years.
50 years, because I know he's older than 50, but I'm going to give him 50 years because I know he ain't did a damn thing.
Good. Okay, well, let me ask it.
See, a lot of people
first of all,
I didn't ask.
First of all,
no,
you fucking sap sucker. I whooped Porter on a fucking hutch when I gave him two in the break. And I whooped action fucking goals.
Listen
bitch.
To me.
Now
listen
what?
To me. Let me say something to y'all. That fraudulent faggot right there did not do nothing. If somebody put a motor in his car and took
it
over his car.
You
hey,
can't
boy,
whoop
me. Don't front.
You
I tried to lock you in from. I tried to lock you in August. I tried to lock you in September. I tried to lock you in when
you
I first bought the car. And what you do? I tell you what, since I
can't
whoop you, I spoke to you the other day. And I told you,
brother.
I told you, faggot. I told you I lock your ass in 7 days a week, twice on Sunday.
Go to 10th and 3rd and get on the corner.
Me and you drive. Me and you drive. I
I'm
lock
not
your
driving
ass
my car.
Tonight.
I told you
who
that.
I send
I'm not driving
my
car.
Shut the fuck
so
up,
so how can you expose
shut
anything?
The fuck up,
how can you expose anything? I'm not driving my car. I never drove my car.
This man sitting up here beating his motherfucking chest.
I can beat my chest,
but
you can't do nothing about it.
He ain't whipped nobody.
You can't do nothing about it.
Nothing
you
in
can't
his
do shit
game.
About it.
Wait a minute.
Hold on, Butch. Can I ask your name, sir? Because I want to address you as this. What's your name, sir?
My name is Big Earl, a.k.a. Listen, my name is
Big
Earl, a.k.a. Buddy Love.
Big Earl, how you doing, buddy? This is Fat Albert. All I can say is you came over here like a bear. Grizzly, and I'm gonna sit back and let you continue. Go ahead, Big Girl. Go ahead, Big Girl.
I'm gonna tell you something right now.
You don't got my vote for Big Girl. You don't came over.
And listen to me. And the other thing I'm gonna tell you is this, right? He beating his chest on cars, that street cars, license plates, drive around, right? This man,
okay.
And I don't care nothing about his junk. I don't care nothing about that Sanford and Son shit he got over there. Nothing about it. He know my name is Daddy Dollars. He know my name is Daddy Dollars.
Y'all hear that now, right?
Now, listen. Now, the other thing I'm going to say is this man got a fiberglass, left-hand window, all-out race car trying to run a little OC and trying to run my little street car. But I tell him if he get his ass in his own car, I will run his ass head up for his amount of money. For his amount of money.
His amount of money.
He know me. He know how I give it up. He know how I give it up. I ain't one of
them
motherfuckers you can sit there and lip wrestle and talk that bullshit to. He know how I give it up.
Go ahead.
If you really want to run me, I tell you what, if you really want to run me head up, lock up some money because I'm not going to rearrange my whole everything to run you for no $1,500 or $1,000. So if you really want to get in the ring with me, lock in some money where we're going to run for five and better, at least five and better. And you got it any day you pick.
Wow.
Any day you pick.
Hey, Big Girl, who pissed you off, man? Who the fuck pissed you off, Big Girl?
Good God, old motherfucker getting up there downplaying Mount Vernon and acting like he did something in his game.
Bluffing. You motherfuckers
ask
in my room ain't going to
do
shit.
Ask him why he
you
won't
ain't
lock me
shit.
In because he know how I give it up. Hey, Butch,
you
don't
give
me of
a
shit. Stripper,
you
know
you's
that?
A fag.
You
ain't
remind
gonna
me of
no
a
money.
Fucking stripper.
You ain't gonna bet no
and
money.
You's a fucking
you
stripper.
Just like the rest
I ain't
of the
gonna bet no money.
Nothing.
Listen to me. Let me tell you something. You know me. You know that picture I sent you. You know that video I sent you. So don't make me expose you. I'm trying to go lightly on you.
You can't
fucking
expose
prostitute.
Me. You can't expose
to light,
me.
I'm trying to go
you
lightly on you.
You can't expose me.
You know you a bug.
You
know you ain't
you
got
can't do nothing to me,
and you know you ain't with nobody. So stop getting on this radio show and fronting like
if you
did something.
You can't tell
you
me
ain't
to stop doing
nothing.
Anything. You can't tell me to stop doing anything, brother. First of all, if you come your ass out there,
I'm
going to beat the blood out of you. I'm going to say that right now.
I tell you what we could do. Let's lock in. Let's lock in. Stop all the talking and the bullshit. Let's lock in like I've been telling you since I bought
the
car.
Hey, hold on. Big Earl, let me ask you this. Big Earl. Can you come in March to North versus South at Galat? Are you planning on coming down for that event, Joe event?
Well, you know what? I was there this year down there, but I'm going to Walter's show. I'm going to Walter's show in April.
Okay.
And like I told you, we can lock in April to run head to fuck up however he want to do it. It got to be for some money, though. I'm not running you for your punk ass $1,000 or $1,500.
Earl. Okay. Earl. I heard that. When you kept hollering about that $5,000 bullshit, I said I was going to lock you in a room for $5,000 a
bed. You said you wasn't
going
to do shit. You was a motherfucker. You ain't never seen $5,000. Fuck you talking about.
Okay,
who you think
that's
you
what
talking?
You think.
God,
that's what you think. That's what you think.
I told you to lock in last Monday.
That's what you think.
I told him to lock in the next day for $500.
No,
he
you know what?
Locking for $500.
You're right. You're right. I can't get $5,000. I ain't never seen $5,000 in my life. I'm just Butch.
Right, so stop talking that money shit
that
to me,
been
man.
In my running, ragged ass my running for years, and I'm still there. So I ain't never seen no kind of money like that before. You're right.
Let
I'm
me
like
explain
you.
Something to you.
I'm right. You're right.
Fuck
I'm just like you.
Talk. Lock the money in. Stop with the bullshit and lock
I
the money
in. I will lock you in, Earl,
whenever
come I lock you
year.
In. I will lock you the fuck in to run you for as much money I can get up. Boy.
Okay, so when you want to do it, who we need to send a deposit to? Who we need to send a
listen,
deposit
wow.
to? Stop the
I'm not
going to
tie my money up
who
from here
we
to
need
there.
To send
2 weeks, 2 weeks
he
before the race,
about.
I will lock
this
your ass in.
This the same shit I've been talking about, y'all. He, every time it comes to locking money in, he don't want to lock no money in for a long period of time. I spoke to the fag last Monday and said, I'll lock you and I'd make it light on you. Lock you for $500. You know what this fag said? I'm not going to tie my money up. If you can't lock in $5
not,
in
I'm
a
not,
damn race, then you
not,
need to get the fuck out
I'm
the game.
I'm not doing that.
Get out the game, man.
I don't need to get out the game. You can't make me get out the game.
Get out the motherfucking
game. I'm hustling right now.
Dang.
Only reason why you wanted that bullshit because your pro cops said you weren't going to draw
hey,
your pocket.
Listen, he's a fucking clown, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all now he's a clown.
Yeah.
He ain't just
uh-huh.
shit in his game.
Uh-huh,
he got
yep.
jumped.
I'm a clown, yep.
And he got
I'm
jumped.
Bozo the clown.
He got a fiberglass.
I'm Bozo the clown.
Yep.
I got jumped.
Yep.
I got jumped.
But
I
butter your ass.
Jumped.
You talk that shit
jumped.
To me, I'll butter your
jumped.
Ass, and you know I will.
You ain't going to do shit, boy. You ain't going to do
Joe,
shit.
I'm going to let y'all go because
shit.
I just exposed that fag. He won't lock in.
You ain't
exposed
me.
Yo,
so
you got my
me.
Number.
You can never
get him to lock
me.
In. Get him to lock in. That's all I want y'all to do is get him to lock in. Fuck all that talking
hey,
shit. I'm a gangster. What's up? What's up?
You ain't no fucking gangster. You a fucking wench.
I'm a fucking gangster.
You's a fucking wankster. You ain't
bug.
No fucking gangster.
He be on that radio show talking like he did something in his game. You better stick to making banana pudding, motherfucker, and you ain't good at that.
God damn.
Look at that. Stick to making banana pudding and motherfucking and that corn liquor, motherfucker. Fucking that shit to me.
Hey,
Joe.
Y'all
ever seen a plate of spaghetti?
Oh, yeah.
What goes best with motherfucking
yeah.
spaghetti? Meatballs, right? Well, that's what the fuck he is. He's a fucking meatball. What the fuck you think he's talking to?
I'm talking to nobody. Back like you did something so much
you.
In the game.
You know my name. You know my nickname, yeah. Big Daddy
oh
Dollar. You know my
you,
nickname.
You,
you
think
know
you
my
did
nickname.
So much in the game. You ain't do shit in the
you
game.
You heard
either.
What I said. You,
oh,
I had a bunch
I can't
of nice
wait.
Cars and fast cars
wait.
Than you did.
I can't
I
wait.
I had a bunch of nice
can't
hits
to,
and faster cars
wait
than you. I don't buy junk. You know I don't buy junk.
You
got you'll
junk
never be
right
with
now.
Me.
You got junk right
let me
now.
Tell you,
you
something.
Can't run
oh,
me right now.
I got junk right now. Well, lock in. Lock in, then. Lock in,
you
smart bitch. Lock
you keep talking about my junk, but you can't
lock
in.
Lock in. Hey, Joe, one more thing I got to say before I get off this phone. This man car ain't been race ready all fucking year, and he been up here talking shit. His car ain't been race ready all year. He go off a cliff and building the weakest link. I got Cliff back now. I got his back.
Oh,
shit. You can't have your own fucking back. So how can you got his back?
Well, if I don't got my own back, then won't you lock in, you faggot? Why you ain't locking
I will
in?
Lock
all
you
right,
in. I mind. Will lock you in. Yeah. I will lock you in. But I
lock
you
in,
time.
God. Hey, do me a favor. Y'all seen the Wizard of Oz, right? Y'all seen the Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Don't send that bitch to go get him
uh-oh.
Some heart, please.
Damn.
I sent him to get some heart, because he ain't got no heart.
But I got
no
heart. This guy. Y'all the ones that
ain't
got no heart.
Y'all
the ones
that ain't got no heart, man.
I like
that girl. I like
that motherfucker's a cheerleader.
Girl.
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 Girl. Girl. Girl. Girl. Girl. I'm going to get that bitch some pom-poms. I'm going to get him some pom-poms. Oh, shit,
yep. I got some. I got some just for you. Just for you.
And guess what? And guess what? I'm going to tell you one more thing. You can't carry
uh-huh.
that name, Mr. Big Stuff, because you can't rep Mount Vernon like that, homeboy. You can't keep that name. I'm taking
oh.
that name from you. I'm Mr. Big Stuff.
There's another one.
I'm taking your name.
There's another one.
You can't rep Mount Vernon like that.
There's another one.
No, you can't.
You can't
so I'm
take
taking
a fucking
your name.
Thing,
I'm putting
boy.
It on my car. I'm putting that on my car. 850.
Yo.
Better week. Better
do me a favor.
Yeah.
Hey, Spiff, we going to talk off the record, Spiff. You know how we give it up, homeboy. Like, yeah, why ain't with that fake shit that he be talking about?
Yeah,
I ain't with that fake shit. I got to expose
damn.
That. I got to expose that faggot right there, man, because he be running his mouth like he did something in his game.
Oh, my God. What are you talking about? Stick to making banana pudding?
Yeah, you better stick to making banana pudding, motherfucking moonshine. What the fuck he talking about?
I done heard it all. Good God almighty.
You is funny. You is funny.
Oh, my God. You is
funny.
Shut up.
He said,
I'm going to tell you who I was raised by. I was raised by Walter Mann. He taught me everything I know.
Oh, my God.
Fucking funny.
Oh,
here we go with the lies.
He said the man ain't good with that. God damn.
He ain't good with that, man. Don't let him get up there and beat his chest no more doing that bullshit. Because the man is a fake. He's fraud.
Yep, I'm a fake. I'm a fake. Yep.
And meatballs. Now you motherfucker for meatballs. Only thing goes good with spaghetti is meatballs, and that's the biggest motherfucking meatball you got right there.
Yeah.
Right ass motherfucker.
Damn.
Ain't gonna do nothing to nobody.
God.
Yep. I sure will.
He been on the radio show all goddamn year and talking like his car race ready. Bitch ain't never been ready. I brought my car, want to run ahead of he wouldn't lock in.
Earl, why you talking about that lie? Why are you sitting there telling that lie?
Hold on. Man. You want to tell me I ain't trying to lock you in motor to motor when I first bought the car last year on Big Dave Ports when Dave was here? You want to try to think
no.
I ain't trying to lock you in? What you tell me? I don't run my car motor. I run my car on juice. I wouldn't switch up my whole car. Try to lock you in all goddamn year. What you do? Backpedal bullshit. I ain't leaving my money. That's what the fuck you do if you're trying to grudge race. You lock your money and you leave it up to the race day. If you can't afford to lock $500, then you need to shut the fuck up and go switch your game.
I can afford to do anything I want to. That's not what I choose to do, boy. That's not
Use
what I choose to do.
You a fucking duck, man. You's a duck,
I'm
and I'm going home, boy.
Y'all
have a blessed holiday, y'all.
I'm gonna fuck your world up. When
I don't do this radio talk shit.
You
know
too, big girl. Big girl, you have a good holiday.
You know I'm a gangster, homeboy. Y'all have a merry Christmas. And stop listening to that duck, man.
Big girl. Hey, Joe, you know at the end of the show, I always pick my bear of the week or the show. Obviously, I already got my winner. I got my winner right now. God,
listen, I'm going with Earl. Fuck that.
I was trying to be the band of the week, but goddamn, big girl took over. Goddamn it!
It's just because I'm a real one. I don't like that fake shit, and I've been holding back for a long time, but I got exposed.
I gotta say this. Joe, if any more numbers from Mount Vernon click in, don't open their mics because they hard on Bush. Joe, don't even open that. Don't open no more Mount Vernon mics.
A motherfucker that
mic.
Come out of Sanford.
Yeah,
hey, listen, let me tell you something. I like Fred Sanford, but if a motherfucker come out of Sanford, the son's garage, they don't fuck him or respect him. And he up there talking shit.
Oh, my God. God, bro, he didn't ask to come out of Sanford and son's garage. Good God
talking
that
good
shit. I bet you've been in your fucking knees begging. Bet you
I tell you what, make me beg
you
now.
Gonna be
make
on
me
your
beg
fucking
now.
Knees
and
begging.
I'll cash out somebody $1,000 right now to lock you in. All
it's
year round. You would never with me.
Drive no car. That's why you're running that bullshit about me and you driving.
Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. You heard what I said. You can't drive enough truck to fuck with me, homeboy. Remember
listen,
what I told you. You can't drive enough truck to fuck with me.
There you go getting personal. There you go getting personal about what I do. I do
what
I do,
what
motherfucker.
I
don't do what you do.
You can't
I do what I do, but I don't
enough
do what
truck
you
do. To fuck with me.
You
and
don't know what
line.
I can do and what I can't do. You don't know what I can do and what I can't do.
Lock
in.
You got to do
is
say you
want
to lock in. That's all you got to do. All you got to do is say you want to lock in.
You are bluffing. You are bluffing,
I'm done talking, fellas. I prove my point. Like Russell Simmons
You're
say,
bluffing.
God bless you. Good night.
Damn, boy. Who got them boys in my burning old fucking work? Who did that shit? Who got
them
boys in my burning
work? Me, I did,
because
them bitches
like
is fags.
God.
That's why
hold
I did.
You got
I said I'm going
to
fuck the whole town up.
Hold on. Open the mic.
Let me open
the mic.
61, 64, 09. Your mic is open.
Yo, what up, Joe?
What's going on, Shaq?
Who was it?
Hey, we want to thank you for the donation for the banana pudding. Green Leaf is in the house. Good guy.
Man. We interested in it.
Okay. But, and you put your mom in it. I put your mom down on it. You good to go.
No, we ain't worried about that. We worried about bringing Red Cup out, man. We trying to lock something in with our Mustang.
Oh, you were locking Red Cup?
Yeah, we want to lock
it
in.
Oh, okay. Hey, didn't you, who you guys ran at Gordo's race that time? That was Pinky in them, wasn't it?
Who?
Who y'all
we
run last time? Y'all
Papa
ran
Smurf.
Papa Smurf. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
We thinking about Avon.
Huh?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Avon is on. He on it.
Fuck it, bro. Y'all talk about the North. We think about trying Avon and Gallant.
Uh-oh, Avon?
2 on 2,000.
They go Avon right there. Avon.
All right, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Though, you know we go for it, so if he with it, he with it.
What car is that?
The one that Papa Smurf gave the break to at Gordo's race.
They get a back tire.
Yeah, it looked like the break, the way he sat there and went to sleep. Mike Dean.
I'm waiting on parts right now,
so I don't want to lock it. But if we get closer to the race and I got my shit. We could lock something in. So I'll wait till closer.
Hey, what's going on now?
That's it.
What, we got Killer on there?
Killer, you. All right, we're going to do it in Gallant. Fuck it. It's all good.
Okay. All right. Native Leaf will be in the house. Native Leaf
be
there. Red Cup. You call it Red Cup? That's what it's called? Red Cup.
They want to call it Flip Cup. Flip that bitch. Give it a shot.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Oh, hold on, y'all, because somebody done hit up on the thing. Let me see who it is. Oh, that's Ghetto Cowboy again. 845-0695. I guess you must have dropped off.
That's
you, Ghetto Cowboy? Ghetto Cowboy. Well, I open your mic, 845-0695. Open your mic, too. Yeah, well, we got a lot of guys coming from Long Island, I'll tell you that, man. We got a pretty good crew coming. Everybody getting their stuff ready.
We might bring two cars, though. We might bring two cars. We don't know.
Yeah. We're gonna end up bringing 1, 2, 3. Well, I'll be bringing 3 or 4 out of my house right here. I know this. Cookie Monster. Vega and the Corvette. We have all three.
Let's bring Omar.
Okay.
Yeah, bring a big time.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a fun. It should be some fun time. It's gonna be some real good racing. So hopefully we can get a lot off, man. I could. Butchie gonna be at Gallant though. He gonna be there. He said he ain't gonna back
Butchie
up.
Butchie,
I don't know about Butchie. I don't know about him trying anything, but he gonna be at Gallant. I think he ain't gonna be there, but he gonna be there. I don't know.
No, I want Swizzle. Not Butchie. I want Swizzle.
Oh, you want Swizzle?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. He wants some old Burgundy.
Huh?
He wanted some old Burgundy.
Old Burgundy? Okay.
You know what, Joe? I ain't going to talk about it. Listen, when we come, we come. You know how we get down. We don't give a fuck who's lined up next to us.
I give y'all credit. Y'all do go out there and run.
I give it, so I don't give a fuck, bro. If I got a car and it's time to go, we're going to go. So let's get busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm, it's going to be a very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, you were holding one of the pots before, Fat Albert.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Just like you was holding those two white Mustangs, one from Riverhead and one from Belfort. You was holding that pot, too.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Then you held the Chevelle in Malibu. Remember that big pot? They all come in and they all trying to lock in. All looking for action. Well, it should be some good shit. It should be real, real good. Real interesting.
We got a pump gas. Big block, all steel, all glass, whatever. We get busy. And then we got a streetcar Camaro, all steel, all glass on pump gas, too. Or 28s. We whatever. We don't give a fuck. One kid. Conventional head, nothing crazy. Small big block.
Yeah, and it's the big car, the 79, right?
What is it? Bringing that one. One's a 79. I ain't bringing the 79, I don't think.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to bring.
Damn. Yeah, it's gonna be real, real interesting coming. I mean, then we got a couple Malibus that we got, little streeters that's coming out. Small block and big block on spray. They're looking for a little action. Roll up windows, everything. So definitely gonna be a lot of new cars that you ain't seen, and a lot of old cars that's coming back out also. Because guys decided they had fun with it.
Hey Joe, can you give me pictures of them?
They want to do something.
Hey Joe, can you give me pictures of some cars that he just talked about?
Yeah, sure.
Pump gas, big block, and this.
That's ODB.
ODB.
That's Mustang. Send him
a
red cup. I don't give a fuck. Send him
a
Camaro.
I
don't care. Where you from?
Yeah. Send me a picture. Let me see.
Yeah, you want? I guess you
from
know you're trying to run with ODB. Yeah, but ODB ain't gonna be there. You don't need to talk about that one. You ain't gonna have it there.
I'm just. What I'm saying.
ODB,
let me see
hold on. You know this Jack with the Camaro. Hold on. You know this Camaro from Long Island. I like that.
I don't know. I want to see pictures of the cars. That's all I want to see.
You know him. He was the one. He was the one that had the car out there. It looked just like an EJ's car.
Y'all ran the nasty boys.
Give me a picture of it, man. I know. You said what?
Well, now? Well, you're not gonna be there.
I'm saying,
you
know,
be there.
You don't have to be no for stuff. I'm just saying in general. So I can see.
You're gonna be in the fucking Bahamas. Don't worry about what the fuck. What about Cookie Monster?
Man, listen. Let me explain something to you. I can get you fucked up in your versus self. Send me the pictures. Talk nice.
Yo,
bro, I'll be nice. Get nasty. I will show you nasty.
No, Black and Mild. You know Black and Mild?
Fuck yeah. Black and Mild. So what?
Black and Mild. Black and Mild. Black and Mild. I was trying to beat up on. You know his brother got the Camaro, the red Camaro, the burgundy Camaro?
I don't know. I don't know his brother.
You know the car. You just talking to you. The one,
I
he
know,
had the car
got,
looked just like
I'm
EJ's
saying.
Car.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
At,
I got
you were
15
that day.
Just because you
hold
say it's a car, I don't know. Man, I know plenty of cars.
Hold on. You know my cousin Darren Harris with that orange fucking Mustang that be winning all the off-field, all-class shit? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. What's up, Joe?
That can't wait.
Hey, what's going on? Who's that? Is it Killer?
That's what I'm saying.
Killer,
just send me pictures so I know what she's talking about.
On, Killer?
I don't know what she's talking about.
You know the car.
Who
wants
to lock in? I'm looking for anybody.
Hold on. You're talking about my
hold
car.
Hold on, Killer.
This shit is ugly.
Can you just send me pictures of them two
hey,
cars?
Hey, okay, we'll get to you later on.
Joe,
right,
Joe,
now.
Joe.
Right now, these boys, look, hold on, Antoine. A lot of them are blocking from North versus South. Killer on here right now. Killer just
said
he's looking.
That's what I'm trying
wait,
to do.
Wait, Killer said he's looking for some action, too, for North versus South in case somebody is out there. Killer, you on here right now. Tell him how you sit.
More block on nitrous.
More block on nitrous.
I love you, Killer.
All right,
yeah.
Killer.
I love you, Killer.
Killer gonna be there too. He representing with Long Island Boys in New York. Everything, hold off. He's off. Gonna be there.
That's right.
I love Killer.
Yeah. He one of our judges too. So. And thanks for the donation too. Hey Killer, I don't know if you heard or not, but everybody started donating in. We got that banana pudding. Full all the way up except for one position. And the prize is $2,000. It's $2,000 to win.
That's what I'm talking about.
Man, I ain't going to lie. They're going to be putting their foot in this kind of pudding. They're going to be putting their foot in this one. I got to get you.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I'm picking.
See who's going to win
hey,
this
hey, Joe, I'm picking up. I'm picking up 10 trades.
You picking up 10 trades?
Yep.
When you get these? Oh, for Christmas?
Oh, for Avon, I'm picking 10 trays up next week.
See? That's how good Avon's wife is making them. They got people over here
that's
buying 10 trays.
That's the best banana pudding I ever ate in my life.
Yeah. Avon said if he lose, if he get knocked out of competition, put you with... They can win. They can get the money. Golly.
Hey,
Killer. Killer, don't scare him away, Killer. Don't scare him away.
All right, I'm sorry, Pop.
Don't scare him away. Hey, you, what? Pro Stock Joe, y'all done scared Pro Stock Joe off the show. I can't believe y'all got close. I couldn't even say a word back. I was like, wow. I'm going to say it too wild for Matt Albert.
Yeah, hey, you're right, because he's gone. You're right. Get him off.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yo.
I didn't forget you. I got your bottle of Ace of Spades in the house.
You had it always?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now.
Ace of Spades?
Yeah, got my man Fat Albert. I promised him.
We good, my brother.
No, what is Ace of Spades? What is Ace of Spades?
It's a bottle of champagne.
Oh, champagne.
Huh?
Okay, okay.
What is charger? Yeah. Give me a charger now. Give me a charger.
Yeah.
Who's that? Who's
we'll
that,
sure
my
we got
man?
That cucumber.
That's Shaq.
Who's that, my man Shaq?
Yeah, that's Shaq
yeah,
in the back there.
Tell Shaq I need a sponsor, kid. I'm going to put green leaf all over the car.
Hold on. What'd you just say?
Oh, man. Nah,
hold
everything.
On,
everything.
Hey, Shaq.
Yes, sir.
I said I need a sponsor. I'm a sponsor you.
Okay. Listen, man, we got to talk behind closed doors. Only we sponsoring shit, this funny shit behind closed doors, we just giving money away. That shit ain't happening no more. I want to talk.
I want to give you money.
Nah, I'm dead ass, bro. I like you. We honestly, shit ain't been working out how we thought. So... It is what it is, bro. Come talk to us behind closed doors, though, brother. I swear to God, I like the fuck out of you, so we good.
Sound like a plan, brother.
All right, bro. All right. It can't be no funny shit, though. You feel me? You
ain't,
know
nah,
I'm
ain't
no
funny
no
shit
funny
here.
Shit, you with me? You with me? You can't be with me and behind me, behind my back.
No,
sir. Money to stay in the fucking house. I don't give a fuck.
I want to lock
you know in. What I'm talking about, Joe, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I definitely know what you're talking about.
Right,
I definitely know what you're talking about.
Hey, Joe.
Brother, ain't nothing personal.
Nothing personal.
Hey, Joe,
it's just something going on.
We
hey, Joe,
a small
I'm still mad from that conversation that you had this morning. You feel me?
Yep. You got it. No,
Joe,
I'm still
mad about that conversation me and you had this morning. I'm still
no,
mad.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. I hate to say it. It's that away, bro. But you know, that's the way of the world.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
The way of the world. You... I be listening all the time. I don't even get on here. I just like fuck it, bro. But then Kevin will be out.
That's why
Kevin
I said, listen.
Out,
I'm gonna tell everybody. I tell everybody now that Alba's on here.
Yeah.
Everything. If you can't have fun with the racing, it's got to be negative. Ain't no need up there having. Going out there trying to race. You got to have an attitude, not like you got to argue fuss or put somebody down and all that crap. You know, you ain't in the right spot. You need to go somewhere else. Go bracket racing
yeah,
or something and do anything, but don't do that stuff. We out to have fun with it, and that's it.
Listen, what we do in the street is what we do in the street. That's all fun and games. So we from out here, we ain't got no track. We got nobody to race. But then when that shit be, like, personal to outsiders and shit, like, I don't got time for that shit, bro.
Yeah, we ain't got
Please.
Nothing for that.
Hey,
like,
Joe,
you guys,
Please.
Everybody, listen, I'm going to say it straight out. I don't care what anybody say. I didn't like it, whatever. It is what it is, what they go back and tell. You know, when you get out there and you get on these live feeds and you go telling lies and shit ain't don't match up. Fat Albert, you still on here? I think I might have lost Fat Albert. I might have lost
no,
him.
No,
anyhow.
There.
Okay, when people tell lies, and I'm just going to say it straight out, and I don't care how it is. Avon, you here?
Yeah, I'm
Avon
here.
Avon on here, right? Well, I'm just going to say this here, and I don't care how people don't like it, because I don't get on there on the Facebook stuff. Sometimes I will not turn around and jump on something. Everybody know what I do in October, every October. And whether or not, and the reason why I did it, because I had the cancer, and I decided to go ahead started blessing people up. And we started doing our thing in October. There were a lot of things. One, we actually started the first cancer walk because of a good friend, two good friends that had it, and one passed away the next day after the cancer walk. Everybody knows that he's our brother, Rick Langhorne, right from out here. It's been October every year. But then, of course, I seen it on the live feed, and I'm going to say it because I don't care because anybody can go back and pull it back. But we put the date on top of them. We did not put a date on top of nobody. We always been on October. I'm going to say it just like this because a lot of people need to be hearing. Every year, and you can see it, we
Bye.
Give a check to St. Jude's. Everybody knows. We actually just did the last one, and I did it in behalf of the grudge racers saying that we gave the check. And the reason why I did it, I wanted to let everybody know because the grudge racers always get a bad rap. And so I said, let me go ahead and put it this time, do it this way. So your grudge game, the grudge game has really been looked at. People look at like a totally different story now. Well, let me just let you guys know, we must be doing something right, but guess what? Because PDRA just turned around and got their legal their gambling thing now. They're doing the same thing how you guys are doing. They're copying it again. And so you guys better take heave and see what's going on. So anybody that gone back and told that big lie, like somebody had put it up, well, I could call the name. Al Gordo said it, what it was on it, and then he erased it. I can show you checks, and I can prove it down to a fact anytime you want paperwork. Paper trail is something you can always go back and see every year. So last year, for example, I can even say, hey, last year, the same time, same date, Gordo had the race locked in with Tony Mines. So I don't know why you're even thinking that we put a date on top of him and he was supposed to race. At the Kahuna Nationals, I've been to every last one of his. So how I put something on top of him? So people got to listen first before they just take sides, you know. They take the first thing they hear, then they believe. But you need to look at facts first. So that's me and say it. I'm going to tell you how it is. And Sammy paid his deposit out there. Let's just be real. You want to go and get it? Let's hit it all. Don't hide nothing. Tell it all. So that's what it's going to be. It is what it's going to be. A lot of people don't want to hear it, but, you know, like they want to hear the bad stuff, and they think, oh, that's wrong what he did. Listen, find out before you go and say anything. That's all. That's all I say. I would never put nothing on top of nobody. If I had to move it, I would move it. But I would never put it on top of you. But I always had that date. Rick died, same thing. Everything was went the same way. We always did it. We did the cancer walk. The first cancer walk ever was done by us in October. Anybody know what October means? It's October Cancer Awareness. That's what it was for. And that's what the deal was. So all that time, every time you see it, we had that big check and we present it with them and they put it in the paper. And they say something good about us. You don't know anybody else. Tell me anybody other program that's been giving something away. Any other program. I just want to know to give it to the cancer. And, you know, and instead of us saying, no, me and Dexter, no, we decide we're going to say the grudge racers to everybody. So we're saying everybody for the grudge game. I don't want to be, and they'll tell you ahead of time, I don't want to be the one to say I'm president. If you want to ever look back, and we go some years back, it was me, June, Otis, Hoghead, all of us went to the track. I'll never forget, we went to one of Larry's events in Capitol. At the end of the night, I forgot the guy's name, but he used to be with Wicked Bird and he used to do all the tapes out there. He used to videotape, and he came over there and he said, and here's the guy, the president. I said, no, I'm no president. I said, we all in it together. I would not turn around, take over, and say, that's why everybody goes, why don't you say young president? I'm not saying it. I'm just the same as you guys are. We move up together. I don't turn around and say, I'm above you. I'll never say that. I never said it. And just like when I made those shirts, when I made those Team North shirts, I was the one who made it back in 2007. Go back there and look on one of the videos. I did the shirts. I sold 600 shirts. We turned around. We went together. Together. It was not me, top dog. No, it wasn't. I said, we get together. And ain't nobody above anybody else. And it's the same way any of my races be, they'll tell you off the bat, I don't care if you got a 12-second car, and I don't care if the next man got a 7-second car. It don't matter. I'm going to treat you the same because we're together. We all pay the same amount of money. We all get treated the same way. Nobody gets anything better than the other one. If we're cooking, everybody gets the same thing. You're welcome to come whether you don't have any money or you have a ton of money. That's how it's going to be with me all the time. So if I can't have fun with it, if I got to cater to somebody, that I don't want it. So I'm just letting you guys know ahead of time. So I'm having fun with the guys right now, and I'll keep it going that way. It's going to be that. No, I'm not giving nobody no special treatment. So that's being me being said. That's how it's always going to be. And I just figured, I said, I might as well get it off my chest now because I hear the dumb stuff, and then all of a sudden stuff get erased and everything. People call me, say something. Well, I'm going to say it now, so that's it. You guys want to know, now you can go take the paper trail. Now somebody say something, no, that's a lie, because last year, didn't you have a race locked in on the same day? Oh, shoot, yeah, I guess I did. Oh, it wasn't Kahuna, it wasn't on October, was it? No. So who put the date on who? You know, everybody's got to look at things first before they go up there accusing somebody. I didn't like it. I've been quiet about it, but I'm going to open my sound. Somebody needs to go ahead and say it. A lot of people see it and don't say anything. But I'm just going to say it, and that is. It is what it is. So he can go with this. Now he got a little hard on, and he wants to go and put it up, whatever, and call himself. He's going to try to get those people to in the cut race. He do whatever he want. It doesn't hurt me at all. It doesn't bother me. It ain't nothing. I'm going to keep doing what we're doing and having fun. That's it. I don't care if I have 100 people. I'm going to have fun with 100 people. I'd rather, like they said, you know what I mean? You'd rather have it with your friends than have it with something that somebody got to be looking over your back, your shoulder, ready to stab you in the back. You know, I'd rather be with 100 friends than be with 1,000 enemies. I'll tell you that right now. That's how I feel about it. So I'm going to have fun. We're going to have fun. When 24th hit, we're going to have a celebrate, whether we cooking fish, whether we eating banana pudding. I'm just going to say we're going to have fun. We're going to gamble. Everybody shake hands, laugh, and carry on until the next time. It's like a fellowship to me. It's like when we go to Florida, it's like a fellowship. We go down there and we see each other, ain't seen it in so long, and had a great time. Now we say, yo, we'll see you soon. That's how it's supposed to be. So I'm just letting y'all know that's how it is. And why everybody, you know, calling me up and say something, I don't say nothing. I see it, but, you know, sometimes you got to let the man, like they said, you give a man a string or whatever, and he think he's a cowboy, he'll hang himself sooner or later. He think it's a damn rope. So You can't keep telling lies. You got to keep telling a lie and make a cover up another lie. When you say the truth, you can say you can prove facts when you tell the truth. So that's all to it. That's how it's going to be, and I'm going to keep it that way. So I don't have to defend myself. It's proof is in the pudding. So I had to get that off you guys. Now you guys can go back to racing, but I had to turn around and say this because it ain't good when you start putting other things in people's mind and they thinking the wrong thing, the negative stuff. It ain't cool, and I'm not gonna break you guys up. I'm not gonna separate you. I mean, we had one time. I remember it was a mistake and no bullcrap. Now I ain't gonna lie, we put a date out one time and we changed the date for somebody because honestly, tell you the truth, with all due respect, we could have did it or they could have did it. I'm not sure. And we changed the date on purpose just to change it. And just so nobody have no conflict. But I'm not changing this hit date because it's a sentimental date. It's something that we had something going on with Rick, the whole bit, you know. And we're going to keep it moving. I'm never going to stop that cancer thing because it feels like it's a blessing. Today is my day, and you can look on my memory day when I found out before, when I was doing the cancer. So that's what it's on there. That's what I put down. The day that they said I ain't supposed to be here. So, you know, I think about these little things. Until you feel that you went through something like that, then you'll know what I'm talking about. So when somebody starts saying something negative about that cancer thing, I take that to an offense, a really bad. So that's my whole thing. October date, that's something I don't care. I might even get rid of everything just for that, but keep the October date because that cancer thing means more to me than anything else because it's a blessing to turn around and be here. So that's what I'm just going to let you guys know. That's the whole deal. But enough of that, man. I'm just saying we got to go ahead and race and not think about the foolishness. If you can't have fun with it, you know, it ain't made for you. That's all to it. I'm not going to bash somebody, but you got to have fun with it.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm ready to lock in. What's up? Anybody on here?
Hey, who's out here to lock? Who the heck is out here ready to lock in?
More Block on the hit.
What call? Hold on, give me a second.
So you want to run More Block on hit?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I think we're gonna hold on. Wait a minute, let me see. Hold on, let me just see what the heck he said. Damn. I think Fat Albert got lost off the phone, man. Golly.
He's still here.
Oh, he's still here?
You know what it is?
I
just sent Fat Albert $40.
Come on, man.
Hey, Joe, keep going with the show. Don't listen to Killer. Keep going on with the show.
Oh. Killer, he held that by the truck stop. Is he down by the truck stop?
Yep.
Hey, Joe, didn't I tell you keep going on with the show? Keep going on with the show.
Man. Oh, man. Oh, Lord. Is that a killer? He said he took the dollars. God, dog, boy. Damn, Fat Albert.
That's what you get, Fat Albert. That's exactly what you get.
Oh, Lord.
But believe in somebody.
Yeah. No, look, I'm not going to lie to you. It's going to be some good racing out there. There's going to be some fun out there. And, hey, I like how Butchie Woods take it, you know, on the chin, just like, you know, they talk trash and he take it and dish it right back. That's what it's supposed to be like, you know what I'm saying? We goofing off and everything,
yes,
but we having fun with it, too. You know, that's the whole deal.
Yep.
And that's how it's supposed to be. It ain't supposed to be that other junk. They getting personal and are saying some of the dumbest stuff and lying. And, it's uncalled for sometimes.
Yep.
It's very uncalled for. And I don't wish no bad luck on nobody or nothing. And sometimes people ain't got what, you know, got like the next man. So, hey, if he ain't got what he got, you shouldn't be doubting people on saying stuff. Hey, that's all he can afford. That's it. Let him race. He having fun
hey,
with
Joe.
It. It is what it is. You ain't got to be the fastest. That's how I look at it. There's always somebody just like you that's right out there in your class. Just stay in your class. Keep it going.
Yeah. Come on, Butchie. What you got to say, Butchie?
I got a question. This is Avon. Hey, who's the guy that? Who's the guy that called me out? I just want to put this on my notes up. Chat.
That was Jack.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. We can lock in.
I'm listening.
Okay.
What you got?
I don't
know
your name,
so he
said.
Honestly,
lock you in by accident.
That's
right,
me.
I lock
that's
you in.
That's Avon, Jack.
Oh, Avery? Yeah, I lock you in. We will lock you in record.
What car is that?
It's a Mustang. We just built it, bro. We just built it.
Okay.
But
that's
the
one I just want to make sure.
Hold on.
I just wanted to make sure. So.
What?
Yeah,
you're the one who ran Black
and
Mile at the time.
There's no Black and Mile, Avon, right?
Do I know Black and Mouth?
Yes,
yeah, I know Black and Mouth.
Yeah, you ran it that time.
All right. That's the owner of the Mustang. But I don't know.
Okay.
You know the Burgundy Camaro? You know the Burgundy Camaro? My brother.
I don't
know. With him all the time. The streetcar. The Burgundy Camaro.
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember it.
All right, you know who Black and Mouth is. All right, so that's the car.
Yeah,
you
I know who Black and Mouth is.
We got a Mustang now.
Okay.
Just telling the Mustang that ran at Gordo's race when you ran the guy, whatever the name is, Mike Dean.
You ran Pinky,
not
like,
he,
yeah,
but the other car.
Pinky at, Papa Smurf at Allen. Then we ran
okay.
Godfather. We ran Godfather at, what the fuck are you doing that?
I forgot where you ain't got father.
Well, Joe, I'll let you know by next week because I got to call and make sure the car gonna make it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yo, Avon, much respect, bro. We got another call coming too, so we might try you with that. It don't matter.
I just want to get on me.
Hold on. Do anybody want to get busy with our red Mustang? That's it. Boston All Glass Pump Gas.
Is that the only car you're trying to lock in?
That's why I say send pictures on all of them. Yeah.
Bam, coming back out.
I don't know what's the bam as a rate this moment.
Oh, okay.
Well, what's up?
Well, Phyllis said small block on gas. I mean, Bam Bam small block on gas, right?
You said who?
Phyllis said they Bam Bam small block on gas.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was saying was Bam Bam.
I don't know what. Gary's doing with Bam Bam as Rick now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
as Rick now. Yeah.
Hold on a second, because I just seen somebody just open up a mic. 215-904. Your mic is open.
What's up,
Lou?
What's up?
What is this?
Hey, speak up. We can't hardly hear. Gotta hardly hear you.
What's up,
Zeus? Yeah. What's up, Zeus?
What's going on, yo? What's up, Mom?
Not much.
I'm listening to some lock-ins. I'm trying to see what's going on.
I heard that.
Zeus, what's up? What's going on, my brother?
Same old.
Anybody trying to see Buckwheat?
Me and Buck are going to see each other. Right, Buck? Right, Zeus?
Yes, sir.
Killer? Killer and Buckwheat?
Killer and Zeus.
Okay.
We already spoke on the back line. We're going to get it on.
Yeah, we're looking for some new duck.
Huh?
Yo, let Red Cup get some of these dudes, man. You can't eat everybody up. Let Red Cup get a chair.
Hey, join in, brother. No big deal.
Yeah, I'm saying they like to lock you in. Just add me with it. Yeah, fuck him.
Big block, small block, north versus south. Nigga, we go run all over. Fuck them.
We coming out there heavy.
Yo, I'm with you, killer. You with me. So that's all I need to know. That's it. Fuck all the bullshit with this Long Island shit. We good.
We good. When we go down south, we good, man.
No doubt.
We the north coming for the south.
Yep.
All right, so we got a big point. Fucking off the old glass. We coming. We pump gas too, just like killer. And I'm smoking that ganja while I'm driving.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
Buck said he'd try that red Mustang.
Who?
Buck, okay.
Buck.
Instigator Buck, that green Mustang that was at our
Gordo's race. 2,000 or better? 2,000 or better?
Yeah, I'm sure that ain't no problem for him. That would be no problem.
No,
yeah.
We're not worried about the money. We're just worried about him. No, we just worry about
he's worried about just locking in. Come on, 2,000, that's what he's just saying.
Oh.
I'm finding out right now.
Hey,
so, look, you gonna bring Buckwheat there now?
All these people talking to me.
Somebody locked me in.
No.
Baby Deer is on the show.
He said,
hey,
you came or better.
I want that red Mustang.
Baby,
hold on.
Hey, that red Mustang, that's the one that raised Godfather and Cecil?
Yeah, that's the one. We're bringing that out.
The big tire car?
Nah, it was on 28th now. It's on 28th.
Took him off
the big tire. It's on 28th. Huh?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
We do whatever you want to do. You want 2,000 or better? That's it. We ain't trying to buy. We do 300 or 1,000, 1,500 or better. We ain't trying to buy no race.
Let's do 2,000 or better.
You know who this is, right?
Yeah, that's Buck with the green Mustang.
I don't know.
You're running with the green Mustang, right, Buck?
Yo, fuck it.
Yeah, the green Mustang versus the red Mustang.
Red cup versus them.
Red cup versus them.
How we doing? One system. Or run with your bone. I don't give a fuck.
If run with your bone, I don't care what you got.
All right, no doubt. All right, that's a lot, Joe.
You gotta
eat more room.
That's a lock for you.
I'll give you the money, 200. It's a lock for us.
Yeah, 2,000 better.
Okay, 2,000 better. You got that, Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Fat Albert?
Yeah.
You got that
Fat
one?
Fat Albert's busy spending killers $40.
Yeah. Come on. Sammy, I'm driving, dog. Come on, I'm trying to...
I'm driving, dog.
Yeah, you both on nitrous. You guys on nitrous. Both nitrous, right? Both nitrous a piece. Huh?
We're on a plate. No father, no nothing.
You only bringing one bottle?
Huh? What'd you say? What do you say? I hear
somebody need to
hit me. We on one kit.
No, you only bring one bottle to the race.
No, man, we locking the fuck in. What the fuck you talking about? But we got the fuck.
I like to try you out.
Who else?
Huh?
Who's this? I don't know who this is.
It's Buckwheat.
You got the little red S.
All right, 2,000 or better, man. Fuck it. That's too great, too.
Uh-huh.
2,000 or better, brother. Yeah, hold on, y'all. We got a Mustang. Oh, we got another Mustang.
I can't hear nothing, man. Somebody need to shut the mic.
I can't hear
I'm kind of locking the race.
All right, 2,000 or better, Joe. You heard it?
2,000.
He said 2,000.
How about, can we do 105?
Nah, bro, we trying to lock up the races. We ain't trying to buy no races. We ain't trying to fucking not buy
no races.
I ain't trying
to buy
no
races. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? It take a lot of money to get down there.
But we coming from Long Island. We coming further than you. You coming from Philly. We know who you is.
I bite it.
Lock.
I was my daughter trying to bust a piece of it. I said, She said, Daddy, what's the matter? You having fun trying to crack your shit. I'm eating mine. You cracking yours. Man, that lobster was so
good. Hey,
50, good.
Go on mute, 50. 50, go on mute.
Oh, shit. Man, I thought I was off the show. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hey,
listen, bro.
So,
I mean, what I could afford. I'm sure the pot gonna go up. I can guarantee the pot will go up. I'm just trying to lock in what I can afford. Bro.
Hey, I hear a lot of kids in the background. I don't know who got their mic open, but you got a lot of kids in the background.
No, this is my brother called locking in. So I'm
okay, I'm just saying a lot of kids in the background. People can't hear nothing. Somebody's mic got a lot of kids in the background. But Zeus, how do you want to do it? What do you want to run?
Don't matter.
Joe, you figure.
But he don't want to go. He already got a couple races. He's doing. He guaranteeing 2,000. That's about it. You know, he might be all by himself to 2,000.
All right, so we're going to lock up then before we get there?
Huh?
What? I'm just.
You going there? You
sending somebody
anyway, right? Hold on. You going to
hear
me? Nah, you can lock. You guys can be a lock 200 on 2,000 right now. There's no problem.
We lock 5
you.
On 2. 5 on 2.
Huh?
We lock it in right now.
5 on
2,000. You said
500.
5 on 2,000. 500
on 2,000. I don't know. Let me call. My boy and see what he thinks, bro. I'm gambling myself, bro. I'm not saying, but nobody else got in the pot. I'm just trying to see what I got in the pot.
Hey, I
got two races. Two on 2,000. I ain't even talked to nobody. Fuck that.
You got two already, and you're going to be free. It would be him.
So basically, I got 4,000 put up already on two races. So.
Okay. Saving up for me now.
Yeah, fuck it.
Saving up for me.
Yo, fuck it, there, bro. Fuck it. And let's do 3 on 3,000. That's better for you.
Bet lock.
All right, Joe.
3 on 3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck that. Y'all gonna stop picking on this North? I'm telling you right fucking now.
What time you want to do it, Jack? Friday or Saturday?
Saturday for me.
I don't know. Can we keep it optional for now?
Okay. How you gonna do?
I'm just saying though, it's a long way away. What's Zeus? I thought this was a truck.
Yeah, you run the truck. His name is Zeus though.
Okay. They're from Philly, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we can.
He wanna do it Saturday. He said Saturday be better for him. Saturday.
Yeah. I'm saying, Saturday.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay. All right. 3 on 3,000?
3 on 3,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
Write that
down. Son, yo, Joe, you got to talk to your son, too, a little bit about this, man. Don't be putting me out there.
Yeah, right. I get him. I get hold to him.
All right.
Get hold to him.
Frank. Are we sending DP in now or what?
Whatever, bro. Joe, no more money, good shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, I can vouch for him. I ain't worried about that. If he say 300, I ain't worried about it. 300, no problem. That's no problem.
Man,
I know that Ivan can vouch for you, so it ain't no problem.
And Zeus is the same way. I vouch for Zeus. I know his money's good. So
We all good.
I'm writing it down. So that's Red Cup versus Buckwheat. Saturday. I'm going to look at the time later. We'll come up with the time later on, but right now it's locked 3 on.
What's the Mustang?
Huh?
The green Mustang we versus?
Red.
What Mustang we versus?
You're running Buckwheat, and the other ones you're running is Buckwheat, and the other ones you're running is Buck.
Instigator.
Green Mustang.
All right, Instigator and Zeus. Right,
Instigator.
We cool with that for now.
I'm cool.
You
with
got
that
it.
Now.
Okay.
We get another car together. We might get another car
together. Shaq,
hey,
Shaq. I want to say, hey, man. I like the way you came in. Get you some races that was easy. Won't no back and forth arguing and yelling.
Nah,
hey,
bro,
man.
I'm not like
much
that.
Much respect. Much respect for me, bro. There you go.
Thank you.
I like that, Shaq.
It.
I like that.
Appreciate it. I appreciate it.
I like that, Shaq.
You just trying to get it done, man. Fuck that.
Mm-hmm.
You need an argument about this shit? Shit, what the fuck we gonna argue for? You know, race or not, shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'll be posting races up.
Okay, I ain't trying to buy no race, and I ain't just trying to bro out of no race. You feel me? So,
yep.
Uh-huh.
I can lose the 300, but I'm not trying to go for 5,000. Like, if I don't got it, I don't got it, bro.
Right.
Sure.
Hey, man, you ain't got to explain nothing to nobody. Hey, good enough. You came on, got two races locked in. Like I said, much respect.
Oh, no, we're looking for more, though.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
we're
looking
for more.
Shit, I'm bringing my seat. We got a Camaro coming out all steel, all glass, too. And we got a film truck, too. Shit, we're looking for more.
Well, like I said, when we get a little bit closer, I think after the holidays, when people get the holidays out of the way, I think there'll be a whole lot of races get locked in.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm trying
to
have fun with it now.
That's all. Have some fun.
We're
looking for another race with Buckley, too, if you got another car you want to stick on
us. I mean, sure. My cousin Mustang was done, I'd do that, too, but it ain't, he ain't going to be right by that. So.
Right.
But we might have another car ready, though. Ain't for sure. Yep.
Just let Joe know or
yeah,
Ward.
Yeah. It's too far to be talking shit, right?
All right. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Hey, this y'all going to get busy. That's all I say. Yeah. I'm waiting for to see what the okay gonna be. I think what's the name gonna run over Growler down there if he gets to get down there. Supposed to do something. Or Mark the Daddy.
So Don, who you got locked in? Killer, who you got locked in?
I don't know if Killer's still on here or not.
Right.
I think he might have got off.
All right, we coming, so it don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Fat Albert, you think the big tie car is coming back out again?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the other guys that came out there in Ran Shack. The guys came from North Carolina. I'm talking about Nephew Pete and all those guys. They were doing their job last October. They did their thing. I got to give them credit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay,
Mark
okay.
Hayes, the Pro Mods, all of them guys, they all came out with their cars and they did their thing.
I know the Cobalt probably won't Shaq again. Not this Shaq, but the other Shaq.
Shaq Attack.
You know,
Shaq Attack.
Shaq Attack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Shaq
I think
Attack.
Pete won that back.
Yeah.
I think Pete... He want that race back. Oh, I know he want that race back.
Yeah, I think he do too. I think he do. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he want that race back.
But yeah, no, I can't wait now, man. Look like it's gonna be a lot of good stuff going on. A lot of good stuff.
Like I said, man, I've been
talking
about the holidays over with. Yo. Go ahead.
Hey, tell Shaq I'll lock him in, man.
He's still on his Shaq. I thought he was still on.
I thought he was, too.
I just...
Shaq, he's still
on. My
man
just said the part should be here, so...
Okay. Yeah, I think he might have got
y'all
off.
Y'all better get that easy, Bonnie.
Hey, Joe. So,
huh?
Get him back on here. Let's get it locked in.
Hey, Roy, I sent you my DP for that race.
You
Yo, Shaq, yeah?
You're going to send me some of my cash out. Oh, okay, I got it off Buck. Damn sure did. But Buck done sent me his, so let me write this shit down. Hold on.
Yeah, I don't want any.
How much was Buck? How much was Buck?
Him and Shaq was two on 2,000.
Okay, gotcha. All right, that's the figure right down for me. I'll make sure they got it good. You ain't got to worry about it. They were looking good last time, Buck. I saw it looking good. I thought you'd be in Florida.
Nah, I had some work come up.
Nah, I understand. I understand that. Work first.
Yes, sir. I don't know.
Gotta get the money first. I'll look at it.
I got you. That way I can be as fast as you, Joe.
I'm slower than you. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a dud.
Yeah, you gave me spots last time, so I know you.
And I was stupid. I lost, too.
All right, I got a Buck. I got,
with
I got
my buddy
versus Red Cup and Zeus versus Red Cup. Zeus is 3 on 2,000, Buck is 2 on 2,000. All right, I got it down.
Okay. Gotcha.
Everything good.
Yes.
Good.
It'll be good.
Well, Joe, if you get a lot.
Wait a minute, Avon, I didn't mean to cut you off. And Buck, you and Zeus are still on too, right?
Yeah.
And Zeus. Yeah. But I know the deal on that one. That's you and Zeus. That's straight too. So we got that.
Yeah. Okay. I got Fat Albert. When you get a chance, send it to me. Just send it to me, and I'm gonna start sending these pictures out. You know, everybody can send me their pictures of their car. I'm gonna put it out there. I'm gonna posting everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna start posting.
All right, I'll do it by this weekend, Joe. This weekend, call
no problem,
me, Joe,
no problem.
And I'll sit down and.
Yeah, because I'm gonna put out a couple over here that I got over here that I know. Start putting them out, and then weekend I put out some more. And Avon, when I talk to him tomorrow, I'll make sure I get him on here, and you and him together, and agree on that. And I can be in a lockdown one or two. That sounds like a plan. Sound like a plan to me. No doubt about it. So I can't wait. The stuff that's going on, it should be good. Should be good.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It's going to be interesting.
You got to look at it. It's December, and we already got, shit, damn near almost 10. Imagine what's going to happen after January get here.
Yeah, we got like 10, and plus we got $2,000 of banana pudding contest.
Hey, Joe.
Just think it out. Golly.
I need a lock-in, man.
Hey,
what's up?
Huh? Killer said he need a lock-in.
Where's Buck at? Where's Buck Gibson at?
Buck here.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Buck, what's up, baby?
Heads up.
That sound like a plan. Right after Shaq, me and you, heads up, Pro Tree, 8th Mile.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
All right.
Good job.
Listen, we good. Your money's good with me. You good with me. I'm good with that.
But you want to do the 2,000 or what?
2,000?
Yeah. Or what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to do like 1,500.
All right. Yeah,
all right.
We can do that. Yeah.
All right. So we do like. All right. We do 215 or better. That's good.
Yep, that works for me.
All right, lock.
Good God Almighty! And that had to be the easiest lock in I ever heard of.
What's up?
Good God Almighty!
Your partner needs a lock in too. Find me a lock in.
Hey Buck, what's up with my partner?
Your partner Sam?
Yeah.
He's my partner. We on the same phone call.
Oh, shit.
I don't see you on this line.
Hey, I'm on this line, too.
Hey,
damn,
Killer, what you want to do with Pinky?
Pinky, heads up.
Yeah.
Five, 5,000 or better.
North or south head.
Yep. Lock.
Right,
5 on 5.
Hold on, let's get Mike D. Okay. Somebody. I don't think I got his number, do I?
Mike Dean was talking fresh to me this year.
Oh, he's still going to talk fresh.
Yeah, hold I want to see
him. Fat Albert.
Yo,
ask Pinky if he wants a rematch from last. Ask Pinky if he wants a rematch from last March.
Well, we trying to get him on, Sammy, then you can ask him.
Tell my honey bun if he wants a rematch.
Uh-oh, honey bun. Oh, Sammy, that's just disrespectful.
You know what I did to Pinky at US 13?
You won't do it again, Kelly.
Yeah, I guarantee you. It's gonna be not a thing.
Oh, did you get? Let me call Mike.
You'll see.
Killer.
Yeah.
What's up?
Who's that? My father, check, Avon.
Yeah, check your message. I sent you something that Mama told me to tell you.
Yo, Killer, you have to put a tray on the site for me.
I got you, Ant. Hey, Avon, right. Yeah, it's gonna be like 7 to 10 trays. I just gotta find out where my aunt's tomorrow. All right, brother?
Okay. I got you.
All right. Thank you, bro. All
right. Hey, Killer, hold on. Hey, Killer, I got Mike on the phone right now. I told you, you ain't gonna talk to him when I can't get him on here. I got Mike on the phone.
Hey,
Killer, don't you know how
Mike,
to get a hold
Mike,
of me?
Hey, Mike Dean, what's up? Hey, listen, I didn't bring your name up. Buck brung your name up.
Mike Dean,
he can
speak
fuck
Killer up.
He can speak
hey, Mike Dean, listen, I'm coming small block on nitrous. You coming small block on nitrous. Me and you, heads up, 8 mile, 5 on 5, lock.
Yeah, I ain't locking that in. That's too far away. But
hey, Fat Albert, hang up.
Hey,
Honey Bun, you want your rematch, Honey Bun?
He's scared.
I ain't scared.
Honey
I'll
Bun,
lock
you Honey
in
Bun,
you
want your rematch?
Cowboy,
Honey
Bun,
you want your rematch,
please?
Is that Fred?
Sammy, yeah, that's Sammy.
Honey Bun. Hey, Sammy.
Honey Bun.
You better get your boy. We'll flip him over. Killer.
I tell you what. That's a Mike and Killer. How about we lock in the end of February?
That's good. That's fine.
I just gotta make sure
I got my motor back.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
And Fat Albert, listen. You got my 500. Any day Mike Dean says lock in, just lock it in for me. 5 on 5, me and him drive 8 mile pro tree.
Hey, Killer. We ain't locking in drivers.
Yeah.
We ready, sir.
We
ain't locking
in
drivers.
Me and you.
We ain't locking in
drivers.
I'm not driving next year.
Forget it, then. I don't want to race. Forget it.
Why can't you race the car?
Because didn't me and you race before, and I butted your muscles.
Look, you
I
know what?
Give
that
you
old
rematch.
Little bitch you got, I don't care if you come big block on two systems. Whatever that car's got in it. We'll run, and you got the back tire, Mouth.
Good.
Give me the brake. Give me the brake.
No, you got the back tire. Get off your knees. I don't give a fuck. You put a big
there
block in
go.
It this winter. You got the back tire.
Now you.
Hey, but I tell you what. I got oil pressure. I don't know if you do. If you lock in 1 on 5, we can go to Florida this weekend.
God damn. Mike, you just left Florida. Good.
And I'll go back.
I can't go to Florida.
Okay, now.
I can't leave the states right now.
We,
they didn't give me a pass.
We got oil pressure. Fuck it. You bring it to the streets on Nassau.
You bring it to the streets out here. I bet you every thousand you put, I double. How about that? And I don't care who drives.
She won't hook in the street.
How about that, Mark?
Hey, don't make the streets my problem,
hey,
yours.
You know what? You know what? Hey, hold on. You know what?
Yo. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I'm gonna take you up. I'm gonna say something to my man, but I think I'm gonna take you up on that. That sounds good. Every thousand, I bet you gonna bet a 2,000?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. I really like that. So yeah. I think I might do that.
And listen, and when you come out here to New York, you don't have to stop. Trust me.
Okay, that sounds real good.
Okay, so lock in right now.
I just told you I got to talk to my guy just to make sure he'll do it. And if he says we're good, I'm going to fuck you up. I'll come up there and fuck you up.
All right, no problem. Bet. So can we lock in some? Because
I'm going to call him right now. Roy.
Yo.
I'm going to call you back. I'm going to try to call my guy.
Tenfold. You got it, buddy.
All right.
Hey, Fat Albert, I bet you he loses service and you don't get a call back. I bet you a dollar.
No, Killer, bet him 40. Bet him 40.
Bet
him the 40.
Hey, Fat Albert, I bet you the 40 I just sent you.
I want to keep that. No. Yeah, Killer said for every 1,000, I'll put 2,000. Good God Almighty.
Let him come out here and watch what I do to him on my highway. I'm the king of the highway out here. Yeah, I run these streets in New York out here.
I heard that.
I bet he'll call back and say they don't want to do it.
Boy, that's what, boy. Y'all are the shit-talking as motherfuckers I ever heard. Good girl.
Y'all wound it up bigger on here. Oh, man.
Yeah, he ain't wound it up. Hold on.
He ain't wound it up.
There you go.
What?
Okay, there go Butcher.
I'm just listening. I watch.
Yeah, somebody had texted me, Butcher, and said, hey, man.
When the smoke clears?
I'm going to read it verbatim. They said, check on Butchie Woods. He might be on suicide watch.
I'm never on suicide watch. Never that cool. Yeah, I'm on suicide watch, all right. Yep. About to commit suicide in a half an hour. I'm going to go to the Joe Washington Bridge and jump off.
Oh, Lord. God damn. God damn. But Butchie still on. I knew my man Butchie wasn't going nowhere. Butchie, I knew you were still on.
All that talk.
I had to read the text.
It don't matter. Hey, it is what it is. One thing about me, I can take that abuse. He the one can't take that abuse. He the one can't take it. Now he want me to drive my car. I'm not
but
driving no car. What?
But you would.
Yeah.
You going out tonight? You driving tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
All right, I'll call you later on around about 1 or 2. How about that?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, all right, I'll call you later.
Yeah.
Hey, no Mike Dean yet?
Yeah. Hey, Killer, cut that shit out.
Agent Mike Dean.
You know, Buck's still on here now. Buck's still on here, though, Killer.
Yeah, but why would you say now? Buck's still on here.
Killer, he doesn't want to go to Mexico.
Hey, Buck's on deck. Come to the street, boy.
He don't want to come to Mexico.
I said
he doesn't want to go to Mexico.
I said Buck's on deck. Come to the street.
You talking some shit now?
Hey, Buck, you come to the street. I give you a spot.
And you'll do the same deal you offer Mike.
Now what?
You give me the same deal you offer Mike, and I'll come to the street.
Yes, nah,
don't
sir.
Beg. Don't beg.
Nah, I ain't
cowboy,
begging.
Listen,
you
know,
seeing what's
out
there on
the
table.
You race blocking, cowboy. That's called race blocking. Let them two talk. We don't need, you know, it's called race blocking what you doing.
I'm not race blocking.
Hey, Buck.
What?
You got the back tire.
And every 1,000, you'll pit up 2,000.
Yes, sir.
Lock. When?
All right, tonight.
No, not tonight.
All right, Friday night.
Friday night? What
hell
the
no.
That is a killer.
Oh, my God.
We can lock in something now, but I can't come that quick. Week of February.
Second
but
week
we can
of
lock it in tonight.
I don't know if I'm going to be around the second week of February, brother.
You don't know if you're going to be around in March, but you locked that in.
Yeah, but that's for small change. You come down, I got to have the brakes truck roll up.
That's fine with me. Fuck it, we'll have them meet at the same spot.
Yeah. You see, I'm not blocking anything. This is whatever.
Hey, cowboy, your car gonna be? You coming with your car in March, cowboy?
Yeah, I'm coming in
March.
Yeah, I'm coming in March.
Oh, okay. Are you coming in March with your car? Okay, you want me? Is there anybody you looking forward to run, or you want to run?
Yeah, there's a guy that I want. There's one guy on my list.
Is it in the Badmouth crew? Is it one of their cars?
Nah, none of those guys. There's one, you know, I probably have one of those guys in the middle of the season, but there's one guy that I want to race.
Buckwheat?
Who is that guy?
I want OG Bobby. I want OG Bobby.
Oh, get me out.
I ain't got no oil brushes.
You know what, y'all going to make me do something. You know what? I'm going to talk to Bobby. Y'all going to make me do something.
Go tune this shit, Fat Albert.
Yo, OG Bobby's on here?
I ain't got no oil pusher right now.
Yeah, he ain't got oil pusher.
I ain't got oil pusher
right now. OG Bobby,
you
got the back tie and the brake.
Oh, you heard hard of hearing. I have no oil pusher right now.
All right, when you got oil pusher, you got the back tie and the brake for me.
Nah, don't do it like that, killer, man. Let him come out. I'll take it, too. Killer, you know I love you.
Huh?
Stop going out there. Killer, it's Shaq, man. Don't go out there.
That's what I said.
Like
I said, I'll take
oil pressure. As soon as I get oil pressure.
Shaq, don't do it.
Nah, listen.
As soon as I get oil pressure, I'm going to take that spot. You know what I said?
Yeah, but don't make me wait 2 years.
What do you mean, wait 2 years? That's all I got to say. When I get oil pressure, I'm going to come see you.
I tell
Bobby,
you what, if Bobby got pressure before North versus South, you give him that spot right there, that break in the back tie and the break at North versus South.
He said on the street.
Oh, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Okay.
Yeah, nah, that's a whole different shit, man.
Yeah, because OG Bobby. OG Bobby got his pro driver, Little Simon, driving. It's quiet in here.
Well, you're still waiting for that call. You're not going to get that call tonight, killer.
It's not over.
Yo.
Send me my dollar back, Albert.
hey, killer.
What's up?
Mike said let's do it. He's gonna bring it. He's gonna bring their black car.
The black car. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hey, Albert, hang up the phone.
He already did. He already did.
All right, thank God. All right, that race is off the table. He didn't want it. That's it.
Told you.
I never seen somebody
so scared. Hold on, killer. Cowboy, you're doing a lot of talking, but I don't see you locking your car in.
Yeah, listen, I'm Albert.
You
I'm
swinging on
all. Oh,
you know what
I'm,
you're doing?
No, Fat Albert, listen.
Yo.
Cowboy's part of my team, man.
Well, your teammate's swinging on your nuts.
Cowboy.
But
if
I try to say something, he gotta come up and say something.
What's up, Shaq?
He is nut-hugging. He's swinging off your nuts right now.
What's up, Shaq?
Let it go, bro. We going down south, man. We about that shit.
I let it go.
Hey, but one thing I know, Killer don't need nobody to speak for him.
I'm just speaking. Yo, why is it that you say that to me, but when the Batman crew is here and they're all teaming up on somebody, you don't say shit?
Hey, Mark.
But every time somebody says something, I tell you.
Okay, that's all I got to say.
Don't do that, Killer. God damn. Let the Killer can speak for himself, can he?
Yeah, he did. But I'm saying, though, Badmouth crew, when they jump on me, you don't say nothing. But it's okay. I see how it is, Albert.
Badmouth crew ain't saying nothing.
I love you. I love you, Albert.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Cowboy.
I love you, too.
Listen, this is why I don't say nothing.
Now it's my job. Now it's my job to get you fucked up. I'm going to find somebody for you.
You ain't got to go far.
Hey, Cowboy, you want action, motherfucker?
Who's that?
Both of us. Do you want action?
Who is that, Marcus?
Yes, sir.
Who is that?
Yes.
I got nothing
Marcus,
to say to you.
Marcus, you...
Go for the South, do you want action?
Did you hear what I said?
I heard nothing.
Okay, I said
that's
I got nothing to say to you. I'm not gonna say no.
Marcus, what you got? Marcus, what you got, bro?
Hey, Fadab, I thought that man spoke on the Bamo crew, and I thought he wanted some action for North and South. That's all right,
Marcus, what you got? What you trying to run him with? Shit, the fuck?
I'm trying to run him with a car.
We trying to run you. All right, so then we trying to run you another car. So what are you talking about?
Who is this?
This Shaq. You know who it is.
Shaq.
Hey, Shaq, what you going to do?
Yes,
you want to lock that in? This A-Bone, you want to lock in?
Yes.
Yeah, we lock that shit in, too, A-Bone. Shit, 2-1-2000 or better. Fuck it. Ain't nothing.
All right, lock.
Don't talk to me about it this
lock,
fucking A-Bone. Time.
It's locked on my end.
Lock on my end too, yo. So now I'll give you what?
So now, I got
bro.
Red Cup versus Try Me.
Yeah.
Red Cup versus Try Me.
Yep.
Oh, this is Galan. This is Mars. Yeah, all right. We good with that.
All right.
Hey, what car is Red Cup? What car is Red Cup?
He the one that ran Papa Smurf at Gordo's race. Remember that red Mustang Market that ran Papa Smurf?
There's been so many of the Mustangs, man. I don't remember none of them, Albert.
Yo, you know
at Cecil.
Yeah. Man beat me.
Listen,
he ran Godfather.
There's a red Mustang?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what. I locked you in with Bigfoot.
I gotta talk to my sponsor for that, Joe and Joe Gay. With a film,
okay.
Film Joe Gay.
Well, listen. When you talk to your sponsor, see if your sponsor will sponsor me to get your weak ass to lock me the fuck in.
Man, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'll lock you in. All right, fuck it. You got it. How we doing it, Big Mouth?
5-1-2, listen. 5-1-2000, no matter. Head up, Rosie,
nah,
8-1 on Saturday.
2-1-2000, no doubt. Fuck it, lock it in. Now, how much I got left,
PJ? 500.
No, bro. I got like fucking. I got so many races. I can't lock that many races in, bro, and pay everything out. So stop. You got one car we talk about.
Flat
Albert. All right, fuck it. Let's scratch that. Let's scratch that. Let's scratch that.
Hold on, Shaq.
I got another call. Hold on.
Hey,
I got to come out. I got to come out. I'm on Big Foot. Head up. Did it be out by morning?
Listen. No disrespect, right?
Yes.
Let me see if I can get somebody else. If not, I'm going to go ahead and do you in for that $2,000, all right?
Marcus. No, no. Listen, that's no problem with me on this end. Sure, fuck it.
All right, okay. Well, let me see what's up.
And by then, if the other cause is done, we might get locked something else in. Sure.
All right, okay. That's cool. I appreciate it.
All right.
But listen, I want to see the cowboy was riding around on the on that rodeo. He was being a jockey. I want to see if he can jockey his ass from me. I want to see if the cowboy can jockey
Marcus,
his ass from me.
Listen, Marcus, no matter what you say, you're not gonna make me jump. Okay, Marcus? It's when I want.
Well, okay, listen, it's not what you want because you ain't never beat me. I got a $100 bill signed to your name.
That's all right, but you have a 50 that you have to give me with your name on it.
But Alvin, you got that money?
Let me ask you a question.
Oh, damn, my fault, Avar. Let me look.
What's the father, 50 or 100?
Yes, sir. Avon. Hey, Joe, I got Avon money.
Okay. Just tell
so
me all the
between him and Shaq. I'm sorry. Yeah, so Avon will send me his money. Buck will send me his.
How much me and Avon got locked in? Two on what?
Two on 2,000.
Or better. We got you.
I got it all written down, Red Cup. The only one that you got more than is Buckwheat. It's 3 on 2,000. But all the other ones is 2 on 2,000.
3 on 3,000.
All right. That's fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine is what y'all saying. So I got three bases locked in, no more. Everything else is killing
us. Sound like you got two races.
He got three, Marcus.
Don't talk that shit to me, motherfucker.
Shit.
You locked in. You can get locked in quick, too. Shit, ain't nothing.
Lock them in, Marcus. Marcus, lock them in.
Lock me in, motherfucker. Right,
so,
try your best
okay,
to lock
hey,
me
can,
in.
Hey, let me ask
you. Hold on.
Hey, can I ask
hold
you a
on,
question?
Hold on. Hold on. Fuck it. I got a Camaro, too, though. We can lock that shit in, too.
Hold up. That big body Camaro, that Berkeley
yes,
one?
Yes, sir. We can lock that bitch in, too.
I'll tell you what. Let's get it locked.
All steel, all glass. Hold on. Both of these bitches, all steel, all glass on pump gas. And we can drive for the hotel. Hold on. If you really mean, you unlock that bitch at the hotel and drive to the fucking track. We get busy. If you really that much man like me.
Mm. Come on, Marcus,
well,
baby.
Drive it to the fucking track. Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Go ahead. I'm
saying that's how confident I am. I'll hook them bitches at the hotel. We fill them bitches up with gas, and we can lock in for whatever the fuck y'all want to lock in for. Both of them bitches. Pump gas. Mustang and Camaro, yes. And Nasty Boys, I know y'all hear me. I want some of y'all motherfuckers. Where the fuck y'all want to bring?
Hey,
come
Pat,
on, Marcus, baby.
Mr. Shaq, you talking real spicy.
I'm going to keep it like that. Fuck it. It ain't even Shaq. It's Native Greenleaf. Fuck it. That's what it is.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yes, sir.
All right, now I'm going to get off this bitch. Yo, Cal, you with us, though.
Hey, Shaq, hold tight. Shaq, hold tight. I don't know if I'm coming Friday yet, so it'd be Friday or Saturday.
No.
We must run at North
Versailles. He said Saturday. He said Saturday we better bring him in.
Okay.
All right,
I just wanted to make sure.
I might bring a G-body just for your ass, motherfucker. That's how confident I am.
I don't like how this man trying to Debo.
Okay.
Ever.
I'm just fucking
okay,
with you, man.
I hear you, Marcus. Oh,
lock him, Marcus.
Never mind. He bowed down.
Let's keep it real. When we had that orange Mustang out, none of y'all would lock that shit in. So let's keep it real.
Orange Mustang? Yeah. Hey, well, you know anything about an orange Mustang?
Yeah, that's
the
one that
he
running.
Hold on.
Marcus, that's the one be running the shootouts.
Yeah,
that,
none of y'all want to follow that bitch. So now, okay.
Oh, that's
a
shootout car.
We're not talking
about that bitch. That's my fucking cousin, motherfucker. The fuck out of here.
Well, you know what? Hey, hold up. Hey, Fat Up, you know what? I'm going to lock this big mouth motherfucker in for North versus South Saturday at motherfucking 3 o'clock. Let's get the fuck busy. Bigfoot versus motherfucker, that car, the same car, Avon
got to
lock
that. Guys, hold on, man. I lock in when I got three bases locked in. You fit in where you get in, so don't talk to me
like
that.
Hey, listen, I'm giving you the
$200.
You only want to lock in $200, so I'm going to lock you in that $200. Fuck it.
All right, so fuck it then. All right, yo, you know what? I'm going to pay that $200 on everything, right? Now, let's lock one fucking five
no,
for fucking 20,
no.
Big Mouth.
Listen,
Big Mouth,
listen,
hold on. I'll pay everybody fucking back down to lock one 5,000 to two fucking 20 grand, Big Mouth. So say
what?
Something. Mm. Whatever you want to do, any
car
you bring, we're going to fucking match.
No. That same car,
yes.
Right?
We'll bring back up. Yeah, we'll bring back
that's
up. We don't give a fuck. Oh, I'll bring my Camaro. I'll bring my fucking Camaro. I said my fucking Camaro, yeah. My 80 fucking Camaro Burgundy.